Hey, this is Doug Stanhope, and you're listening to Radio Bukkake on the Friday Night Live Show with Mr. Montana and Menace, and me. Yeah!
"'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed." You know, I probably disagree with almost everything on this station, but I do agree with the producers about one important thing. We share the conviction that all music has a message. Moreover, we believe it's dangerous to simply soak your soul in music that feels good without carefully scrutinizing its message. Amazing Grace, the song I was just singing, is one of the most popular songs ever written in the English language, yet tragically few people understand what it means. So when you hear a song on this station, or any station, don't just zone out and absorb it. Capture its message at the gate of your mind and interrogate it with tough questions like, what are you saying? Where are you leading me? And how do I know you're telling me the truth? So now, I'll shut up with another song for you to practice questioning. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
And once again, does John have a special surprise? This man is a real entertainer. However, this plastic device, I'd be a bit too big for the lady. John doesn't give up. He just needs something for a change. Okay, lady, be prepared for something. For now comes John the lady killer.
No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger like us.
Chuck, you're now tuning to Conspiracy Worldwide. No red tape, no white tape, no black tape, just pure hip-hop with no profit involved. Started the revolution, conspiracy continues to fight. Music and the message, that's right, you're listening to Mr. Montana, the voice of the common man here on the Friday Night Live Show.
Yes, 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 it's a worldwide conspiracy, politic theories, international chaos. You're listening to the Friday Night Live Show, Conspiracy Worldwide Radio. Hosted by my dog, Mr. Montana. Get it right, it's your boy MC Search. Search like music. It's not a game, people. Check your earlobe for an orgasm, it's about to pop off.
Good evening, one and all. As we blast off for another Friday, Mr. Montana Menace, all studio crew inside tonight. Now, hopefully you've read the promo that's out there. And you know tonight we're going to be blessed with the presence of Doug Stanhope. One of the best stand-up comedians out there by far. He's going to be with us on the show tonight. We're also tonight going to be talking to Outer Space, Planet Asia, Noriega, Jake One, and much, much more. It's going down Friday Night Live Show. Want to send a huge shout going out to Elephant Print Radio tonight. Live and direct out there in Paris. And also we welcome tonight Radio Mike Beats. Big shout going out to all the Turkish crew locked on. Hit us up on the MSN, the Friday Night Live Show at hotmail.com. That's the Windows Live address tonight. Talk to us directly, straight out of Nottingham City tonight. That's how we do it each and every single Friday. Got a whole crate of brand new music as well tonight. Looking forward to hitting into that brand new Black Milk DJ Premier. Of course, as standard, we've got all the promos, a lot of exclusives tonight. So get in contact, let us know you're out there. We're going to be with you for about the next 5 hours. And don't forget this Monday, conspiracyuk.com, it's the place to be, it's the second show. Three's the magic number. With Menace, myself, and of course Peter Rosenberg, Hot 97. We're going to be talking on that show to DMC from Run DMC. And of course Bishop Lamont is going to be with us, he's going to be revealing the exclusive news about the Aftermath situation, the Dr. Dre album, everything is going to be revealed this Monday night. Oh damn, it's time to start it right. Conspiracy Worldwide.
Hi, you're Lamar, BKMC, you are checking out Conspiracy Radio in the UK. It's Mr. Montana, you know what I'm saying? It's Polly Blacksmith all day. Peace.
My nigga Crip. Shoot a minute, nigga. OS, DES, LTP.
For all crew.
My flow cocks, these deaths be the meanest. Pulsating beams on the gap, leave you swingless. Built right in, you don't hold iron, you lying. But my license to carry, stay tough a while. Don't let the clean record fool you if they ever found out the dirt I've done. And throw me under the jail and build another jail on top. But instead I'm on your block, twinning.
No, no.
My nigga Crip, cue the minute, nigga. OS. LTP. Yeah. My flow cock, these deaths be the meanest. Pulsating beams on the gap, leave you swingless. Built right in, you don't hold iron, you lying. But my license to carry, stay tough a while. Don't let the clean record fool you if they ever found out the dirt I've done. And throw me under the jail and build another jail on top. But instead I'm on your block, twin airbrush glocks, flaming all your block. Yeah. Me and my ace, we done took your place. Blow the cush in your face while you state your case. Disrespectful, know why? We don't give a fuck. We a little out of pocket, but I dare you to press your luck. You better duck quick, cut the sound of the 4-5 busting and you running, it got me lovesick. You dumb shit, learn the science of the math, or I let my bitch shake you for an hour and a half.
The nigga said steady, be free, let Kusi out the gate. We need the hilltop hustlers back, the parkside killers. Club fever, the rap, we spit, bust your speaker. I'm with the guards and generals, throwing up ether. You in the land of the poets, where every man is a motive. A bulldoze in the game, not sure if you notice that Q demanded is pure focus, raw talent. We balance the beams evenly and face the challenge. We own up to the name, we spit raps basically. Out of this world, going wherever rap takes me. And even if planetary ain't the best breathing, I leave them at a loss for words and they chest wheezing. You and your men beefing? Let me get on the horn and see how these Voltron niggas are transformed. We come so deep, man, they lower the casket. Bury us alive, we look up at the street cracking.
Yeah, guitar's crying.
Yeah,
got the friend to going right now.
These niggas can't be serious.
Brand new outer space, we're gonna be talking to him tonight.
Led Zeppelin style, nigga. We still guards of rap, we still generals. Serial kill the track, we pure criminals. Disrespect straight up, fuck subliminals. Disconnect your neck, get
so pitiful. Yo,
when no S in the building, you need to listen up. This ain't 94, when will you give it up?
I ain't got a freestyle, I ain't got a right graph. I'm allowed to like cash, I'm about the right math.
What?
Hip-hop is over, no roots, no culture. Every man fend for self, no troops, no soldiers. Your planet and destiny's niggas straight violating. I annihilate them, spit a line from the mind of Satan. Eyes are racing, scheming on the next move. Eating on the best food, leaning with the fresh juice. Stress you, never the best, who ever. Pick up a mic, spit precise, your crew severed. You got few skill, claiming like you ill. Sounding like Drew Hill. Get thrown in the school, kill QD. Killer, Del P-H-I-A. 2-1 pound, we hold it down, we not forget.
It's the gods and generals, man, we back in the building. We filling the airwaves with this shit that you're feeling. Y'all try to think, I just write in a rap, but I hear the track and smash it. Yeah, it's time for some action. Y'all simulated games, y'all target practice. I sit on the globe, niggas ain't on my atlas. God forgive me, Lord have mercy to any motherfucker trying to hurt me. Any label trying to jerk me, I rap on my terms. Y'all chill on sea level, I'm deeper than earthworms. I'm baiting, saying super game of chess. Ain't no debating until I lay to rest. Yes, I remain the best. Forget talk to talk, I scream and shout. The dream is about getting that green in large amounts. We calling you out. Yo, I headed up the hill with the lion and the guns that you kicking in my ear, friend.
We still gods of rap, we still generals. Serial kill the track, we kill criminals. Disrespect straight up, fuck subliminals. Disconnect your neck, you're so pitiful.
Shout going out to the whole of Turkey tonight. We want to hear from you. The Friday Night Live Show at hotmail.com. Get your questions in for Outer Space, your shout outs, everything tonight. All the way down, Mr. B just stepped in. Shout out to Dino Sheeper, all the conspiracy crew, live and direct. Friday Night Live!
Yo, walk with me, people. Talk with me, people. Represent BK, New York with me, people. My flow's in high def. My images is vivid. Ground sound when you hear it, and you wanna get near it. It's deep and full of spirit, and it's hard to compare it. Every move's very smooth, and you dudes need to fear it. As I walk up to your door, put a bat to your jaw. Lay your back on the floor, put a smack to your whore. Jump back and forth, blasting this track in the background. It's how I put the smack down to the core. The big gap is rotten, the rap game is gotten. Soft and cotton, that's me walking and plotting. Call me the opportunist, spitting the trueness. That's the same old same, man, this is the newness. I know how to work these, cause I'ma be here to the earth leaves. Keep coming back like herpes, yeah. Walk with me, people. Talk with me, people. Represent BK, New York with me, people.
Hey, yo, walk with me, people. Talk with me, people. Represent NJ, New Jersey, people.
Walk with me, people. Talk with me, people.
Master Ace, Hassan Salam.
Walk with me, people.
Hey, yo, walk with me, people. Talk with me, people. Represent NJ, now just with me, people. I cast demons back to the swine with the vernacular. My Excalibur's bound to make algebra out of y'all. Cowards out of line, feel the power of the Howard. So the world needs to hear it. Ain't no reason for the silence. They can't muzzle the struggle. Can't fuck with my hustle. Never. Keep on yapping just like Ricky Hatton. I'ma snuff your face into the fucking turnbuckle. Stick and move like Floyd. I'm well past the norm. Stomp rappers like the Savoy until they null and void. Known to build and destroy whenever spark the shit. Keep the crowd moving like they developing Parkinson's. Settle the argument, can't see me on the mic. Nah. Your favorite MC, listen to me when he write. Encyclopedia type, definition of all. Yeah. Composition carnivore, articulating the auto wall. Come on. Hey yo, walk with me, people. Talk with me, people. Represent NJ, just. Now just with me, people. Yeah.
Shout out to Example. Oh, it down, Wordsmith locked on.
The idea of style and competing.
Keep the shouts rolling in.
Key to all.
We're gonna get to the MSNs as we just warm up the studio tonight.
Rocking the mic. For the B-boys, it's rocking your body and breakdancing. Or for writers, rocking the city.
So I'm looking forward to Planet Asia tonight. That's going to be a real dope interview. It's all about brand new music and real quality hip-hop. back to back, brand new tonight. 3 hours of brand new music.
Rock Selling Company, design garments, international flavors like eyes on me. Meet you late night, right like train bombing. On the run like arrest warrant, somewhere foreign, exotic. Don't use narcotics, my mind's clear. But money comes thinner than MacBook Air. Got a skill you can't bear to live without. But soon I'm officially out on something else. Got nerve, nah, I'm ahead of the curve. Got a bird's eye view when the music is burnt. All these downloads hurt, how else can I earn? Ask my man, he told me that he's not concerned. Play the game like Stern, get your paper. I'm not the savior, I'm just a player. Six on a bench with a Sony Vader. I got next, I can't wait till later. Yeah, no talk. Safari 87 T-shirts, the hundreds. 20 years deep with the crew I run with. Blood is thicker than water, no fronting. Turn nothing to something, great. Got no ego, but I can't deflate, I inflate. Give me room to breathe, give me some space. And I'll show you how to ride this classic break. From humble beginnings, I dug in crates for rare samples they never used before. Old school rhyme pattern 4-4, like a 4-4 blast to hit the floor. The swagger that I got is pure, unhampered and raw. Material you pay a premium for. No serial number, so I can't be caught. So lyrical gift from my highest source. At the end, late, no talk. To my story, explain. Got a two-letter rap name, two chicks, mad game. Till I realized I had nothing to gain. No pain, no adversity, no shame, no glory, no apologies needed, won't say sorry. Live it up if I could in a Ferrari. With a millionaire's flair, not a single worry. Get a millionaire's bank account, checks bounce, so it can't all be about the money you count. With all these ups and downs, smiles and frowns, fully loaded when I pronounce like 16 rounds. Search like a lost and found, and I found that. Some still understand the meaning of rap. Before I write these tracks, can't take it back, so I keep things moving like Amtrak. At the end, late, no talk.
And they say hip-hop's dead. DL Incognito. Track is simply called Airplay. All types of action inside the studio. All UK studio crew all wrapped up nice and warm tonight. Very, very cold inside the studio. We need something to warm us up. Taken from the brand new Sabak Red album. It's a global thing, it's conspiracy worldwide. As we get ready for our first guest tonight.
This one here's for my Brooklyn crew. Put your hands up, show the world how we do. For Europe, Africa, the US too. Put your hands up, show the world what you do. South America, Asia, Canada crew. Put your hands up, show the world how you do.
This is for my militant movers, young he hustlers, rebels in America, the streets gon' love it. My throwback caps rockin' 40 belows, skull caps in the summer, copping 40s of gold. Gold fronts from the Chinatown off a canal, steal they bootlegs, run and get lost in the crowd. To my people overseas, reppin' real hip hop, come to shows, buy CDs, drink till they drop. To Big Daddy Kane, Rock Camp, G Rap fans, Army gear, Jordan wearing 20 sack in hand. To the political prisoners who await release, to the cynical system, train your fake police. The streets are ready for war, we've been trained for years. When the time is right, we gon' put away them fears. It's the universal law, move below the sun. My world army's in a war, show them where you from.
This one here's for my Brooklyn crew. Put your hands up, show the world how we do.
for Europe, Africa, the US too. Put your hands up, show the world what you do. South America, Asia, Canada crew. Put your hands up, show the world how you do. PLR, Uncle Howie, all my goons, put your hands up.
Yo, where's Brooklyn at? Where's Brooklyn at? Shit, Brooklyn everywhere, we done took the map. To my West Coast comrades marching the streets, to my left folks beyond that mark of the beast. The South American money making raw drug sellers, who give back to the people who are poor in the favelas. To my peacekeeping soldiers who are out in the fog, protecting women from the rapes they've encountered thus far. It's for my positive and negative, balanced motherfuckers getting drunk and high and managed to so challenge one another. This is for my peoples all over the globe, all my folks who resist when we overexpose. We're not hoes for your clones, we pimp the system. Keep your fascist ideals, your empty vision. A social revolution, the people take charge. If we fucked it up, at least the mistakes is ours.
This one here's for my Brooklyn crew. Put your hands up, show the world how we do. For Europe, Africa, the US too. Put your hands up, show the world what you do. South America, Asia, Canada crew. Put your hands up, show the world how you do. PLR, Uncle Howie, all my goons. Put your hands up.
Hold it down, Afik. Want to send a shout to all the Bristol crew. Hold it down, Carla. Sending a huge shout to all up north Newcastle heads. Locked on, safe and secure tonight. It's how we keep it moving. It's all about the beat on this one. Hold it down, Crossbone. We're simply setting the scene, warming things up tonight as we get ready for our first guest. Doug Stanhope's gonna be with us shortly.
Once again, back it's the incredible. Down to the metal is where I'm putting the pedal. To excel my skill, to build and excel the fresh. And it's definite, I'm that to death. Spray on the beats, I'm graffiti in the flesh. Seeing me is like giving text to reps, cause the flow sounds so next to left. With 16 LBS bars, I both flex. It's no stress to spit this and leave you niggas leaning like metallic writing in bold text. I'm hot, really that sick. It's no less difference between us as you a hot mess. Pressure applied anytime I spit a line and let a rhythm hit them like Eric B and Rock him. I am named T-A-G, I got them. Lines leaving them needing plenty of AC, cause this is how I sound when the beat get a beatin'. When you put a CD in with me on an MC'ing, play it in your CD, put it on repeat. If you feel what I'm saying, it's keeping the beat heated. This is how I sound when the beat get a beatin'. When you put a CD in with me on an MC'ing, play it in your CD, put it on repeat. If you feel what I'm saying, it's keeping the beat heated.
Nah, I couldn't get y'all all that. You gotta get the EP to hear all that one. Black Beethoven, I don't think they understand the situation right now. Courtesy of Ambition, November 2008.
I'm suicidal and liable to rattle off and unraveling my recital and battle a rival. The wrath of God in the Bible, the wrath of all of your idols. Trading that soul, attached like backbones. In fact, entwined with your mind like your spinal. I'm more like a theory, y'all need to be near me to hear me clearly. You idle rappers, I'm barren clapping severely. You spin it backwards and barely hear me. Sincerely yours, my lord, I pause, I'm really bored. That's why I murder rappers, reps like I'm Lizzie Borden. And keep recording to settle debts you ain't affording. With sudden death, expose your deep thoughts are like puddle depth. They're froze, composed like a villain. Superimposed on who's willing to fill and impose. Make a killing, I find it bone chilling. This game is so unfulfilling, cause I can barely afford to pay compliments, let alone sit on my accomplishments in this arena. Sitting on subpoenas with the same demeanor. Fuck you and yours, shit. It's all been read, it's all been written, it's all been said, it's all been spitting. And shut up and listen, I'm feeling what you're missing. With the wisdom of a sage, it shine through the page like a prism in the vague vision. Or fade the waves like a centigrade haze. Everglade phase, keep a gator, or turn traitor and dictator and keep invader.
I can write it or recite it off the top of the dome.
Used to be a lot of y'all herbs, thought I reached my prime. But I came in the game with a unique design.
Sean Boone,
like a batter.
I'll introduce you to the devil himself.
Put the front into a rest.
I come with skills and I leave with your motherfucking respect.
Nobody movie show improve like 9-11 truth. Rhyme forever in the booth. Realistically, it ain't a mystery. My man James said, isn't he ruthless like the Sox on the worst trade in history? Our people are traumatized, financially sodomized, mechanically modified, substantially lobotomized. They fed a lot of lies, one in a million odds. Reptilian gods walk the earth with civilian jaws. Yo, DC, see at a sense. Put your hands up and catch a glimpse like the pale man in Pan's Labyrinth. You've been pampered like an Arab prince. How the fuck you gonna brag about a sneaker game when you got no dunks like the Raptors after Vince? And if you did, it doesn't matter since the whole shit is played the fuck out. I wish you stayed the fuck out. They either geeks or they're way too thugged out. No balance, no talents, no challenge. ECA be the perfect combo. Plus we never let our guard down like Garnett. This word of Rondo, Leon Poe. My style sounds like it was drafted off Isaac Asimov. Your shit sounds like David Asimov. I'm like Clark Kent with the glasses off. Me and Trademark rap our asses off and pass it off as nothing. Punk Ahmad Bell meets Art Monk, the cartel move. Yes, show and prove.
Show and prove.
I can write it or recite it off the top of the dome.
Taken from the album East Coast Avengers.
Came in the game with a unique design.
So cool.
Like a battle to hell.
Shout out to Esoteric if you're locked on.
Put the front into a rest.
Come with guilt and I'll leave with your motherfucking respect.
Now, approximately in 5 minutes, going to be welcoming our first guest onto the show tonight. His name is Doug Stanhope. He's a comedian, but the question is, what is the question? Will he be as funny as he is on stage? Only time will tell. He'll be with us in about 5 or 10 minutes, something like that. Good evening, Menace.
Yes, yes, how you doing, bro?
Yeah,
he said the question was, would it be as funny as he will be on stage? I got another question. Would it be as drunk as he usually is on stage? Because I just saw him last Saturday in Manchester, and the guy's really, really funny drunk. Mm. But I'm wondering, will he be as funny drunk sober?
Mm. Yeah, so you're saying if he's not drunk, we'll talk about him in a moment. But this guy's called Doug Stanhope. If you haven't seen him, wait till after the show. Go Google his videos and everything. But this guy comes on stage. He takes drugs on stage and off stage. He drinks alcohol, which is, of course, is a drug as well. He does all this, then comes on stage, and he's very, very funny. The question is, though, what you're saying there is, will he be sober tonight?
Will he be sober tonight? Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Anyway,
it should be a dope interview.
Hopefully. But he's going to be with us now in a few minutes' time. Now, just explain, I mean, how would you describe this guy? Because there'll be a whole nation of people that aren't familiar with him.
Very, very, very opinionated, very controversial, outspoken. You know, for those who might not be familiar out there with him. Started doing his thing in 1990 in Las Vegas, Nevada. He's currently living in Arizona. Big difference. Anyway, he did a lot of TV shows, Girls Gone Wild. He did a show, The Man Show, back in 2003, I believe it was. Just really funny. I honestly think he's the greatest stand-up comedian alive today.
And he's also written a book called Fun with Pedophiles.
With Pedophiles,
He'll be explaining that. We'll be asking him about that. Very controversial. Again, we warn people, even people with strong palates out there, because there will be a few, you might be shocked by the interview. So you need to be hold tight, prepare for that. Put something between your teeth, grit it tightly, because it could be a rocky ride. Let's go into this one, Sonny Jim.
I think dude has a real genuine love for the music. You know, I don't think he's trying to entertain any kind of persona. I don't think he's trying to put an image out there. And he got a good vibe about him. He's got his own style. He's original.
Friday Night Live show.
See, agent, I'm fortified like the feeding nation. Turn your face into complete obliteration. My flow's like a rumba, my bars cowabunga. Your boy got the goods, I'm the out-of-town hustler. I'm trying to stunt, I hope you die when you try a stunt. I see the phone call stop, the work's drying up. Turn the boot box nuts, boy drop a few coins. Knock them out the box and tell Luther send some new joints. Spit that end on the hot pepper sauce. Hot-headed, hot stepper metaphor. Locked in the mental ward, I made my mistake. I got some papers, let's blaze. I'll be burning trees on Turner Street, making it bait. I mean, I'll be blacking out on different parts of the track. You put off a half-hearted attack and found my bars are a match. Bring the baddest rapper you know, and then bring a bag of cash. A battle catch, mean I'll give a brass about your battle stats. You're a goddamn liar, fucking mangina, rap rhymer. I'm running through cat ciphers and burn them like campfires. Ever so ferocious, ever ready in focus. Ready to roll, ready to take the torch. We taking it over, bring the people some closure. We're still keeping it open. Situation's flowing, it's as deep as the ocean. Seasons in zone, I'm the devil, the demon from home. In one of the chosen few, the board's most experienced spokesman. My rhyme schemes are my slogans, the next generation.
Married to my music.
My work is impeccable, my ethic is incredible.
I don't say I'm the best, I just say I'm fucking incredible.
My rhyme schemes are my slogan for the next generation.
I perfect facts, dig it under
Fun Doobie.
You say my work is impeccable, my ethic is incredible.
I'm not saying I'm the best, I'm just saying I'm fucking incredible.
Get your own, stop riding off the back of my name. I get the goal to put us back in the game. Back to spit, back to back bars like back in the day. Back promoting my motherfucking music, getting back on the train. Cause I get too drunk to drive and I'm the type to take the risk. I get you high like take a bit, go ahead and break the brick. I'm on my way to Arngard with two bags of flake to sniff. Bumping screw music,
screaming cocaine to shit.
I make the most with the coverage I get. I get requests but I don't work with just anyone till they cut me my check. My flow's banging, chainsaw massacre, throat slashing, tell them don't panic, give me go, go gadget, raise the bar bro, I'm bringing the heat, yup, click with similar themes, I'm skilled in making syllables, stick to the beat, Alpha X, I rhyme on harpsichords and clarinets. Don't you ever think I got here just off the back of a battle rep. My rhyme schemes and my slogans the next generation.
Married to my music.
My work is impeccable, my ethic is incredible.
I'm not saying I'm the best, I'm just saying I'm fucking incredible.
My rhyme schemes and my slogans the next generation.
I perfect facts, dig it under your skin.
They say my work is impeccable, my ethic is incredible.
I'm not saying I'm the best, I'm just saying I'm fucking incredible.
Now I fully well know this song was done after the second verse, but I'm not the type to just run with whatever works. I vibed off the beat and I decided to pen a third. Edgy extrovert, every instrumental's getting murked. It's so necessary, my flow's extra heavy. What can I say about it that ain't been said already? Once my web has been spun, it's easy to see why they say I'm a step ahead of the best, but I'm sexy to none. Sketch my brainstorm over snappy snares and bass tones. I'm on the payroll, so Pedro pay me my pesos. I do my thing, get paid and I go. Show up uninvited to your radio show, but a combination of codes. Despite the growing pressure from these corporate clowns, my music never got diluted, I just won't water it down. I keep it as true as I can, if that means I lose a few fans. Real, recognize real, my people root for the champ. Cause I'm taking the crown home, I'm making them proud. Yo, support Sonny Jim, please pay for your download. My work is impeccable, my ethic is incredible.
I'm not saying I'm the best, I'm just saying I'm fucking incredible.
My rhyme schemes are my slogan for next generation.
I perfect tracks, keep it under your skin.
My work is impeccable, my ethic is incredible.
I'm not saying I'm the best, I'm just saying I'm fucking incredible.
A huge shout tonight going out to all the staff at Radio Mike Beats. And also a big shout going out to N4 Clicks. Hold it down, keep it locked, stay with us. A lot of live guests. Fresh brand new music. And we're getting ready. Doug Stanhope after this one. It's Friday. As we push on into this one, the multi-layered sounds of Wordsmith. That's the British Wordsmith, not the whining American one. I'm only joking. Friday Night Live!
Hey, yo, put down that beer, cuz. Stop blazing that spit. Come here for a minute, let me chat to you. You need to realize potentials here alive in your mental. Ain't no guidance or road, so a bit of span is essential. It's inconsequential happenings. A chain reaction, every day the brains are shackled in. Life is strange and baffling, young brains are grappling with the changes, turn away that make them be a man and thing. Every situation's challenging. Young family fate balancing on seesaws. Adolescent to adult, a time I call the teen wars. Man's body, child's mind. The boy the beat for young dicks played a big man. Young shit stressed like cheap boys, it's sickening. Little pygmies, lippy and mini skirts. Mums are slack, a younger sprats are turning mini hers. Innocence missing, kids are digging dirt and feeling worthless. Existing in this wicked earth. No lie, I seen a kid of six casually sitting billing herb in the bricks. I asked him what I want, he said it ain't no biggie words. I'm just living king, kick it back maxing. Chilling with a fat team. It's not a game cause too young to properly understand what's cracking. Trying to play the man before your time inclined for acting. Lacking the rules to hold your foot and your doors are rattling. Total obscurity, but for growth and social maturity. The cost is loss of you for no security. Young folk are neurally desensitized, hence their minds will know no purity. What?
Kids learning fast on the road now. I told their ass they need to slow down. Younger youths acting like they're grown now. They don't seem to care. See their younger years wanna waste so. I told them youths they need to lay low. Slow down, cause life ain't a race, bro. They don't
Couple hairs on your testes, don't make you hefty. Little piece of bum fluff, now you're getting fresh beef. Way ahead of yourself, letting you down gently. Far from a man, but you're pushing out your chest piece. Let's please be honest, cause them youngers wanna follow us. Pop a couple bottles of beer and bun off a lot of buds. Little worms, mean fuck, 10 to 13, drop their first seed. But they're old enough to work, seems the world keeps turning, regardless of the outcome. 12 years old, left school to be a proud mum. Doubt funds on her agenda, the end has now come to immaturity. Surely it ain't about young minds being saddled with adult responsibilities. City breeds time bonds that respond to imagery. The media projects kids growing up quickly, from nappy rash to happy slapping foes and rolling ziggies. In the blink of an eye, life cruising at lunar speed. Latchkey use, trying to move you up, shoot and breeze. Chewing sweets and holding rebars, it's no lying. 05, younger youths are wilder than us old guys. Don't try chuck it and call them whippersnappers. Them younger youths are quick to pull a stick and clap us. Undiplomatic mini-me's that's picked to back it. These youngers got no remorse, life's a systematic and it's tragic.
Kids learning fast on the road now. I told their ass they need to slow down. Younger youths acting like they're grown now. They don't seem to care. See their younger years all the way, so I told them youths they need to lay low. Slow down, cause life ain't a race, bro. They don't seem to care.
Hello.
Hello, Doug Stanhope. Welcome to the Friday Night Live show.
I had a feeling it was you.
No, it will
work. That's okay.
We're live and direct now. Now, thank you for taking the time out tonight. We've heard brilliant things about your time in the UK last weekend. One of the my co-host Menace was in the studio. Came to see you last week, didn't you, Menace? You went to the Manchester gig.
Yeah. Let's. While we're on the topic of that, let's just talk about that. You know, having just got back home from performing here in the UK. I mean, how would you compare and contrast audiences in the US and the United Kingdom? And why do you think American audiences are sensitive on particular topics?
Honestly, it really boils down to gigs and venues and even night of the week more than it does difference in audience. A difference in a theater audience, you know, in a large city compared to a ballroom, it doesn't matter what country you're in. It's going to be, complete fucking chaos at one night and, church-like bingo hall silence the next, like they're watching, opera or something. So, but in Manchester, that was a fun enough theater. And but weekend people can be complete tools. So we got lucky. It didn't get too out of control there.
You mentioned people being tools at this event. I mean, it sounds personal. Can you speak on this? What happened?
Actually, most of the people that are jerk-offs that come to my shows are usually, unfortunately, fans. They're on my side. I rarely get the people that are upset or offended anymore. Those people get, washed out now. I'm not, people who come to a Doug Stanhope show at a theater know what they're getting into. So it's usually someone who wants to hear an old bit, or they want to help me or be part of the act, and they're yelling shit from the back of the room that I can't understand. So a lot of times by the tone of voice that they're on your side, but you have to take it. It's awkward when someone's going, "You rock," and you're like, "Shut the fuck up, you suck." So.
Right. The one thing that stood out for me last Saturday in Manchester was the fact that, people over here seem to have a deeper level of appreciation for you, in a sense that, obviously we don't get to see you as much as America. I mean, do you ever wish that you could perform over here more often?
No, I loathe being away from home. I am everybody that I hate. That I am every lazy, fat American addicted to convenience that I've complained about my entire career. I'm, you get to a place where you just want to be comfortable. There's plenty of people that appreciate what I do over there, but there should be more over here.
I agree. Is there a specific joke or theme they have had to deal with more repercussions than any other joke?
I guess no, not really. I mean, abortion is the one that that even they can split a friendly crowd. But again, it's no, I can't think of one.
Yeah, I guess people either get it or they don't. Right, right.
I mean, as far as the YouTube shit, for the most of the hate mail I get, the email is abortion joke related.
Okay. So what about this? Have you ever thought about a joke and you've decided to hold back and not tell it because it's so borderline?
The only time I ever back off is when I feel that there's a greater than even threat of physical violence immediately following the joke. You're not going to go to a 9/11, remembrance event and do 9/11 jokes. You're not going to make you're not going to do a benefit for fallen officers and do whatever.
No,
but
totally.
As long as I don't think I'll get there'll be any violent repercussions immediately, then I think it's good.
I respect that. Do you think that campaigns such as CAC, against censorship, can make a change and reform censorship laws, or are we just, too powerless to make a change?
I'm not even familiar with the
campaign against censorship. They have a website, you can check them out. But
what censorship are they fighting against?
I think it's just more or less, censorship in general and how it affects people like you, just bit people of that nature. I mean, how do you feel about censorship and political correctness in 2008?
I don't see that it's as much of a problem as people give it credit. In fact, if anything, it's there's really nothing sacred anymore. In the last 10 years, it seems like there aren't any sacred cows anymore. And I think most of the censorship is how do I phrase this? Sorry, I'm a stuttering prick. But I think the it's more a problem with people not wanting to hear than it is any force or element saying you can't say that. It's people's own heads going, I don't want to hear that. You can shout in people's faces. They don't need to censor you because no one's fucking listening. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
I think there's a lot of fucking smoke and mirrors with the fight against censorship, where I think that's not your fight. Your fight is in making people open their heads.
Totally. I mean, for us in this station, the internet has worked miracles. I mean, to me, it just might be the last true place for, freedom of speech. For somebody such as yourself, how important is it for you to utilize the internet, as a platform free of censorship and politics?
Yeah, well, that's the problem with the internet is that it's unlimited freedom of speech, but there seems to be unlimited voices, too. So, the internet is definitely... that and satellite radio in the States have, I'm sure, have saved my career from, total obscurity because of the lack of censorship. But again, you gotta have a powerful voice to make it make any global repercussions on the internet.
Absolutely. One of your CDs.
Joe Rogan put up that video of a guy that got killed being fucked by a horse, and there's people who haven't seen it or heard of it. when you get that kind of, that floating around the internet, and that's not famous, and you better have some shit to offer.
I suppose it's like a double-edged blade.
Yeah, exactly.
On one of your CDs, you talk about a guy approaching you after your show and saying to you, he hopes you make it. Would you reply to him saying, you know, stand-up comedy isn't even on the TV anymore. I mean, do you still stand by that statement today?
Well, no, that was really at the, you know, at the before. There's been a rebirth of stand-up comedy, I'm assuming, there as much as here. So for a while there, yeah, it was a really grim art form. It was, yeah, like the end of karaoke. And you're still in it, but no, I still stand by the thought that I made it as soon as I didn't have to work for a living. That's all. Yeah. After that, any level of, you know, fame is just, you know, misinterpreted as success.
Fans of you listening right now would know that you don't want to do TV today, and I mean, of course, back years ago you did the Man Show and Girls Gone Wild. What were the pros and cons of doing the Man Show and appearing on Girls Gone Wild?
Yeah, I Girls Gone Wild was just a fucking complete goof to me. It was just just an opportunity to do something that was completely silly, and as such a, you know, for the same reasons I did Jerry Springer when it was such the pinnacle of the awful pop culture. I did that, and not even for money. It was just I appeared as a, you know, playing the part of a, you know, traveling salesman whose girlfriend is fucking around on him, and she's gonna tell me, and you know, it's completely staged. And I had an opportunity to be one of the fake people, and I did that. And it's the same reason I did Girls Gone Wild. It was definitely the money at that point, but it was also just for the goof of going out for a week and berating drunken whores just to see what the whole gig is about.
Why not?
The Man Show is the one that, yeah, I still don't know if it, you know, what the you know, benefits are versus the downside. I mean, it was definitely an awful, awful show, but it showed you exactly how television works and why shows are awful when they could have been. I mean, that show never would have been great, but we could have at least made it an artistic, you know, we could have done a nice swan dive crashing. It could have been
bringing it back to, you know, the state of comedy in the comedy world. You know, with Carlos Mencia ripping off various comedians' material and Dane Cook, you know, being accused of stealing parts of Louis C.K.'s material, you know, as such a sought-after comedian, have you yourself noticed somebody stealing your material and slightly changing it? And how do you feel about the current level of originality maintained within the comedy world today?
I still think comedy is really different from any other art form in the way it polices itself. I mean, the names that you can mention of joke thieves are so few. I mean, and that's why, because they're guys you've never heard of. Carlos Mencia, you've never heard of him, but you know he steals shit, because anyone who does in this business is the lower ranks of comedy are so bitter and, you know, rivalrous that you walk into a town and you start doing stuff that's even vaguely familiar, they can't wait to out you as a witch, which is, you know, great for, you know, self-policing the business. And there are exceptions to the rule that sneak through, but usually they're stealing really shitty material. That's the thing about Carlos Mencia, is people, they say, oh, he's awful, he steals all his jokes, and he sucks. Then why are you fighting over jokes that suck? Because I understand one fight or the other, but don't put them together, because that makes you look bad. He stole my bit, and it sucks.
I mean, who do you think should go down in the counterculture against the status quo, you know, comedy hall of fame, apart from the obvious Lenny Bruce, Pryor, Carlin, you know, Hicks and yourself?
Who should be in the hall of fame? I bet most of the guys I'd like probably died at the, you know, open mic level, because they never get booked. I mean, Sean Rouse is my favorite guy working today. And you'll probably never hear of him because he's a reckless drunk and he doesn't have the fight, you know, that it takes to, you know, to get seen in this business. He's there's a lot of guys I think are great that you may never hear of.
Mm.
Now, of course, you are being heard of at the moment. Now, I don't know if you caught this last weekend when you were out in the UK. I don't know how long you were here this week, but the big news story this week is what the British government is about to do. They're about to replace the warning sign on packets of cigarettes with graphic images of heart operations, diseased lungs, diseased gums, teeth rotted. They're going to be on our cigarette packets out here within the year. What are your views on that?
My views, why? Who gives a fuck? It's the top news story because you're talking about it. It's not news anyway. Smoking is an addiction, and there's other countries that do that. Does it maybe stop someone from smoking? Yes. So, I don't promote smoking at all. I was I've quit now for 9 months, but I miss it like a an old girlfriend, like a lost love. And but I would never like advise smoking like I would with hallucinogen use or something else. So who cares? It's always you don't have to show a picture of the the bad gums. I have them. I smile. It's a warning.
yeah, exactly. No, I'm a smoker myself. I wasn't saying it to point the finger at you. I was saying it to say that I'm very angered by this. I find it that, at least in the UK and probably around the world, it's just absolute hypocrisy. You know, the morality is this proposition of morality, this kind of fake thing where promiscuity is promoted, where to sleep around, have affairs is normal. It is the norm. If you're not doing that, that's not normal. But smoking's the evil. And it still is. It still is out here.
Yeah, no, I see that, but again, the hypocrisy like that is just prevalent on every level of in every aspect of our society. It feels silly to point out hypocrisy at this point. It's like that's just like everything is. It makes you feel so. And I was saying this on stage. I don't know if I said it that night, but I don't consider myself smart, and I consider myself in the top 10%, and that's why it's scary. Because I'm not an intellectual. I'm not a bright guy. I think I'm smarter than most people, and that's a fucking terrifying society to live in.
Yeah. No, I mean, it is. It's just this kind of thing that we don't just tolerate, but people seem to, en masse, accept it with open arms. Like, yeah, that's right. Let's get those graphic images on there. That'll stop them. Yeah. Them. It's the us and them thing, you know? Nazi Germany operated like that, and I think this is where we're going, this out-group. The smokers are the out-group.
But humanity is like that. It's not a government issue. It's people. People suck. That's what it boils down to. You have to realize that you're part of a species that is just that celebrates its animal parts and negates all its intellectual aspects. That makes it separate from just an actual raccoon, what have you.
You go,
hey, wow, I'm a defective product.
So
what do you do at that point? Carlin was one of those guys that I looked up to him because he could look at it and smile. All it does is infuriate or sadden or depress me. I've never got to the point where I can go, yep, it's all screwed up. Let's just watch these ignorant people fuck everything up. Mm. It makes me... until I drink, then I feel fine.
Yeah. Now, speaking of drinking...
Five drinks, then I get mad and angry again.
Well, speaking of drinking, the listener questions have been immense for you, so we're going to get straight into those now. Right. Okay, first listener question then. It's a question, it says, on the Deadbeat Hero DVD, you said alcohol wouldn't even be in the drug's top five. What would be your top five and reason for each, says one listener?
I don't think I could give you a soundbite reason for each. And I don't know if I should lump the hallucinogens together, even though they have... I just found mescaline for the first time, and it came in a tablet form. So that would be the number one. That beats... mushrooms hand down, because you have to eat mushrooms. That's the downside of mushrooms. You have to eat those things, and that's an awful process. So I would put mescaline slash mushrooms at number one. I would put MDMA at number two. But the downside is so bad. The crash of serotonin can just make you, you know, so I've literally cried at Simpsons episodes on the downside of an ecstasy binge. So that's, so I guess that would, the number two and two and three would be a tie between LSD and ecstasy, both for the physical with the downsides. Number four would be, I'd like to say DMT, but I would never encourage anyone to try it recreationally. I'd read up on it a lot, but that's powerful stuff. And number five. Yeah, I guess alcohol would have to come in number five, but it's a weak one.
Yeah. What about another listener actually asks you this? What about your experiences on DMT? And would you recommend it to someone looking for spiritual enlightenment or to someone who just wants to trip?
No, I wouldn't. I've never done it again. For spiritual enlightenment, I'd look at your resume and see where you've gone so far. You wouldn't want to go from burning incense in your first yoga class to DMT because it's going to knock your asshole out. So if you've been a heavy tripper on regular streets hallucinogens, you've tripped heavily on mushrooms and whatnot, you want to go the next step, do it with someone who knows what they're doing. So there's no way to describe the experience, so I won't try, as most people would after they say, you can't describe it, but... and fail miserably. This is the best I have. It would be the equivalent of learning the meaning of life as though it were a punchline to a joke that you still have to sit through the whole joke.
Okay, the next question from one of the listeners is that they heard in an interview before, an interviewer mentioned that you once shit into someone's milkshake and made them eat it. Is this true?
I haven't even heard that one. I think you're making this one up.
No, it's a listener question. No, that's what they claim they've heard an interviewer before say. But there's no truth to that then.
I think that's someone winding you up, as you would say.
Yeah, that's it. What is the worst? What's the worst practical joke you've ever played on someone?
The best.
Yeah, the best or the worst. Yeah.
The best was I had a neighbor that was a smoking hot chick that would never give me the time of day in L.A. unless she needed something. And she asked me to move her car when she was going on vacation to Mexico. On street sweeping day, you have to move your car to the alternate side of the road or you'll get a ticket. So I said, yes, I'd be glad to. And as soon as she left, I went and had her. It was a big SUV. It was a GMC Jimmy. I had it painted bright, sparkly purple and parked it right back where it was, so she got a ticket as well.
Wow. And her reaction was one of glee, I should imagine, was it?
Actually, yes. She laughed a lot at first, but then she expected I was going to paint it back, it was a piece of shit car. The paint job cost more than the truck did.
Yeah.
And she just kept expecting me to paint it back, so then I moved and... eventually, she did track me down, and I had to pay to paint it back to black.
Yeah. Well, that answers that one. And that listener who sent the question about shitting in milkshake, I don't know where that came from.
That's the second best practical joke. The best is probably when I shit in that milkshake. And
Yeah. You should have ran with that. You should have said, yeah, that was me, yeah.
I know, I've heard lots of things you're Doug Stanhope, so I heard you walked off the set of your own HBO special because you refused to drop one joke, and I go, wow, that's a great one to be going around. Yeah. I didn't even do an HBO special, but keep telling people that.
Yeah. Now, another question, and let's hope this one's not a load of rubbish as well. What did you learn most when doing your 2008 presidential campaign, and what did you find most disappointing with the Libertarian candidates?
Oh, well, the Libertarian candidates, they just didn't have any personality. My campaign really never left my office. It was just a lot of talk and paperwork and trying to set things up. And you know, a lot of emails and bullshit, all the like the worst parts of why you wouldn't ever want a job. And then it just got too much red tape where, yeah, I couldn't pull it off without risking way too much financially. But as far as the candidates in the Libertarian Party, they got hijacked by some Republican nightmare ex-congressman, the guy who led the impeachment drive against Clinton, the guy who spearheaded anti-gay marriage legislation, and now all of a sudden he says he had a change of heart. But people they nominated him because he could bring the most press to the party, which I don't know about the no press is bad press rule, but I'm not voting. I'll vote for Obama if I get out of bed that day, but again, it's not going to be out of any for any reason other than personality.
Now, of course, these presidential candidates and everything is all about changing the world. Now, besides overpopulation, what else would you cite as one of the biggest problems with the world today?
Tradition and people steeped in the past. People just, they don't want to risk fucking with anything new. I mean, you look at Egypt and look at the history of Egypt, and you know, it's fascinating what they did. And if you look at them since then, how have you progressed? No, we've been steeped in tradition since our first accomplishments. We haven't done shit. You might as well be building pyramids still. You know what I'm saying? So I think living in the past is the biggest problem in this world. So all the tradition and nationalism. I mean, religion fuels almost every problem we have. I don't have a hammer of an answer for you there.
But. No. But on that topic, another listener's asking you about your bootleg DVD, the incident in Austin. You had Alex Jones on stage to speak to the crowd for 5 minutes before you came on to do your set, and he was talking about the New World Order with the alarming rate of stupidity in society, says this listener. Do you think the global elitists will succeed with their agenda of a global fascist state, or do you think that the people will eventually rise up to it in some sort of awakening state, says one listener?
Well, I have to question all of it. What is the global agenda for these elitists? I said this to Steve Hughes, who, if you don't know him as a comic, is a fantastic comic. He lives in Manchester. He's an Australian. But I go, you know, at what point do you think maybe the New World Order was just a bunch of guys like us going, I'm tired of being the fucking, you know, smartest guy in the room with all these dummies. Let's make up some bullshit and lead these freaks because they're apes otherwise. Like, at what point would you be the New World Order and have some, like, just that being that tired? You talk about the people. When the people rise up, the people are as stupid as the bureaucrats are. Give me the word. My vocabulary is suffering today. But, I don't consider myself one of the people as much as I don't consider myself part of the New World Order. So at what point do you go, who's going to rise up? The same apes that vote for American Idol with, you know, slapping buttons and dialing 0800 numbers? Are those the people that are going to rise up? And then where are we?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think we're seeing that at the moment. We're seeing a lot of people.
Maybe, at some point the New World Order has just, you know, said, hey, someone's going to do this.
Yeah, it's got to be done. Everybody seems to be out there at the moment in America, don't they, with the whole financial issues.
The New World Order in Atlas Shrugged would have been the guy who, you know, knew how to fucking run a railroad. I'm not saying that I'm not giving my Oprah's book club stamp of approval on Atlas Shrugged. It's a horrible, trashy romance novel that's endless, but the point that they made in that is, yeah, just because people know how to do shit doesn't mean that they're necessarily trying to make you slaves or prisoners. And you know, if I got a call from the New World Order and I had proof they existed, but they gave me a job interview, I'd take it. I'd at least see how much it paid.
The holidays are good.
To enslave you as people. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. No, the holidays are good, apparently. Now, one listener's asking you about this. He's saying that on your TV appearance you did for Channel 4's Comedy Lab, filmed at the Caves in Edinburgh, Scotland, entitled Go Home, you spoke about immigration. And for those that missed it, can you tell the listeners your take on immigration and the criteria you think should be set which determine if people should be allowed in the country or not?
I've spoken ad nauseum on immigration, and I was I don't know specifically what I said that you're looking for, what should be criteria. So I'm assuming you're aiming at some joke that I made, because I don't have a set criteria. You know, ultimately, there should be no borders. So anything short of that is putting a spit shine on a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no, I think they wanted the routine, I think that's what they wanted. Now, another listener's asking you, quite a few are asking you about your material on Scientology. They say you mentioned it on No Refunds and said you'd do more when you have a better legal team.
Yeah, I actually went to an anti-Scientology rally, and it was, like this, you know, mini WTO, we know the truth about you, and they're shouting in the streets, and they have chants, and they have slogans, and, you know, I was with them all the way except for the protest part, which I go, why is Scientology, everything you're saying, you know, fits for every other religion. why specify Scientology and stand out in front of their place and yell and scream with, they get masks on, you know, so to Scientology, you know, they'll find out who you are and they'll break you on the wheel, and they are fucked up. Scientology, I read up, and they are really, really fucked up in how they, but as far as being a religion, you might as well protest outside the doors of any, you know, house of mysticism or dream analysis guru, or it's all nonsense.
It is absolute nonsense, but at least Tom Cruise is there.
It's how much they fight back when you point out that it's nonsense is the only difference between, like, why people don't, you know, pick on Muslims over there, because evidently they go ape shit. I don't know a Muslim around here, so it's not an issue. But Scientologists, so they'll go after you. Yeah, they'll try to, you know, fuck you over. The more you try to discount them or discredit them publicly, the more they go out of their way to, you know, get revenge. So I think that's the only difference in how they're perceived.
Yeah, no, and it has made itself over to the UK as well. We've got a lot of very famous people who have admitted that they are Scientologists, like the ex-manager of the Scotland football team. You know, big people. The ex-manager, he became a Scientologist. So, it seems to be spreading throughout the globe. Now, this next question that's come in, I don't know if it's a question or it's just a suggestion from one of your fans. I'll read it as it is here. If you ask him...
Go fuck yourself?
No.
Get that email.
It's got the word fuck in it, though. If you ask him which would he choose to fuck out of the choice of a dude versus a 12-year-old girl who's blatantly going to be fit when she's older... There we go. Is there an answer?
I'd have to meet him first.
Yeah,
I'm
true.
I'm old-fashioned that way.
Yeah, tradition.
You know, I don't. If the 12-year-old girl looks like she's going to be a crier, you might want to go dude on that one.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, it's...
if she's the kind of 12-year-old that just wipes off and says, hey, it's all cool, dude. Like, we'll be friends. Don't call me. I won't call you.
The perfect.
She doesn't want a long-term commitment.
The perfect 12-year-old. Now, on that topic, on that subject,
just gets right behind the wheel of her car and drives off. That kind of 12-year-old. Yeah,
that's it. Yeah. Now, on that subject, we perhaps should have brought you in tonight when you were saying, "Come on, you introduce me. It's your job." We perhaps should have said, "Right, well, you're the author of the book Fun with Pedophiles. What's that about? Let's talk about that book. Explain that title to people who've never even heard of it. Fun with Pedophiles. What the hell did you do?"
It's from a website called baiting.org, baiting as in fish bait. That I stumbled across and then started doing the same thing, which was baiting pedophiles online through Instant Messenger, setting up a profile saying I'm a 12-year-old girl that likes hot, sexy chat with older men, like obviously glaring to anybody except really stupid pedophiles, and then baiting them into online chats, which, you know, you turn into, if you, you can check out some of the archives at baiting.org, and it's the funniest stuff I've ever written. It's just the most graphic and repulsive and hilarious because someone believes that this is a 12-year-old girl saying it while they masturbate.
So let's get this right then, because this is new to me as well. You went into the chat rooms, you pretended to be that 12-year-old girl we were talking about was going to look good when she's older, and you just baited these perverts into your web.
Yes, and then you, just fuck with them. It's just like a prank call, but you save the log and you post the log online. And it's the only stuff I laugh out loud at my own stuff. I hate my voice. I hate seeing tape of me. I think I look like a retard, and I don't think the jokes are funny because I've said them 1,000 times. The baiting stuff, I laugh my balls off every time.
Yeah, and a lot of listeners,
like Sarah Palin retard baby jokes.
A lot of listeners are saying that as well. It's they've laughed out loud many times. Now they've said, right, we've got a list of topics here. Throw some topics, words at him towards the end of the interview, and see where he goes with it. This is what they want us to throw. So we'll start with.
Oh, geez, we should have done this when I was drinking.
Right,
I might have opinions on stuff when I'm drinking.
Go ahead. Let's go for something soft. Let's start with the softer stuff and move up to the more extreme stuff. Necrophilia.
To each his own. The only thing that comes to mind is a David Cross bit where he says something about, after I'm dead, you give me the necrophiliacs. What do I care? I forget the punchlines of his bit, but I know he had a bit like that, and I appreciated it. Necrophilia, I've got nothing. Next.
All right. Let's go to this one. Child pornography.
Child pornography, I've had that bit for years trying to argue in defense of it. It just never turns out funny. But the bit is that it's the only crime that it's illegal for you to witness caught on tape. You know, any other crime caught on tape would be, a hit television show. What makes child pornography, the singular crime of any crime you can bring up that is illegal for you to see, and it not be part of, and is it only because there's sexual thought attached? And the joke is that what if I watch child pornography with no sexual thought whatsoever? What if I just watch it because I find it hilarious? I'm so bitter and jaded that child pornography is the only way I can get a chuckle anymore. Go ahead, cry, little girl. Life's hard. Try 3 nights in Manchester.
And from that topic onto this one, the next topic is R. Kelly.
Colored fella, I guess peed on a girl, allegedly. And other than that, I don't know. I know he's from that genre of what is now called music that it would otherwise be called, pop nonsense. But I have no idea. Don't ask me about anyone that wasn't famous before 1991.
Okay.
Not up on my.
Did you see his video? Did you have a chance to have a little chuckle at it? No, you didn't see the video.
No, again, I think we spoke earlier about the guy being killed by being penetrated by a horse in his anus. Some guy peeing on a girl really doesn't warrant a Google search.
No, it doesn't. No, it's not. It's a waste of your keystrokes, really, for something like that, because that's a classic movie, that horse one. That really is. If anybody has not seen it, it's a brilliant piece of cinematography. If you can catch that,
you go on my forum and elderly fecophilia is, that's just like spam. That's like middle of the road. So did you see a guy peed on? No, doesn't get any attention.
No, not worth it. What about blogging then? What does blogging mean to you?
That means it's a bit I was doing about bloggers that someone's trying to lead me into doing a bit. And I don't want to do the bit because I'm not funny right now. But it's a very hypocritical piece about how your stupid opinion doesn't count as though mine does. But you hate all the pro bono critics out there that can just anonymously email you their critique and tell you as though it matters or they matter. The people who log on to, bbc.co.uk to tell them how they feel about the question of the day, and all those people that think their opinion counts and think the people will rise up and topple the New World Order. Those fucks with their blogs, I hate them. Pretty much I'm one of them. I just have a microphone and an act and they pay me.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I think that's the way that they will try and challenge the New World Order, with little comments on the New World Order's blog. I think that's where they'd go with it. And, but no, I agree with that.
I don't know how long we're going to keep up this. I can't even come up with words. Never mind. I quit. I suck.
Not at all. Let's keep things moving. What about this? Apparently this is a Japanese tradition, but I've never heard of it personally. What the hell's a bukkake?
Bukkake, that's where 1,000 guys only have one chick. Mm. It's kind of like my audience. And they all deposit their seed on her while she sits there and becomes covered with semen for some effect. I have my own, personal kinks and whatnot, and so I'm not casting stones. I just bukkake. It just looked like a lot of work and a lot of cleanup for no real payoff.
Yeah, what's in it for her then? What does she get out of that? What sort of sexual satisfaction does the woman get?
I don't know. I don't even think she'd get a clear memory because her eyes are covered. So I don't. I think it's a excuse for a bunch of dudes to hang out and jerk off with a bunch of dudes and say they're not gay because there was one chick there.
Yeah. No, I think absolutely. I think that's a better explanation. Very bizarre, though, isn't it, in the world of bukkake? It's something that we mentioned. Now, from bukkake, then, we move to rules of war.
Rules of war. Jesus. Yeah. Oh, there are no rules. Yeah, I hate when you try to lead me into bits that I did spontaneously, and now I'd have to try to recreate half-heartedly as though it was spontaneous, which is every reason I hate doing stand-up comedy, because it's fraudulent in that you're pretending to say things that you just thought of, but no, you didn't just think of them. You wrote them down, and you made sure they work, and you rewrote them, and that's an old piece from Deadbeat Hero. That's the other thing, is you got to remember, I'm a decades-old drunk, so old bits, they don't, I remember hearing it like you remember hearing it. Maybe you watched that DVD a couple of years ago. I love that Rules of War bit. How did that go? And I go, I don't know. I was going to ask you.
No, we're just going on these.
The idea is that there's no rules to war. The idea of any kind of Geneva Convention is so silly that if there are rules that you don't use chemical weapons and you don't do this and that, then why not make it Scrabble rules or Monopoly rules? Why don't roll dice or thumb wrestle for the West Bank or the Gaza Strip? I did a whole bit about it. It's on Deadbeat Hero. You'll find it hilarious. If you like the premise, wait till you hear the punchlines. www.dougstanhope.com/merch.
PayPal dollars. Now, listen, before we round things up, what about this question? Then I think we come to a question about a DVD now. Can we, the UK, expect a DVD out anytime soon of your recent tour here last weekend?
The recent tour, so somewhere in the next 6 months, my manager and I will be fighting this weekend. He's coming down, and we're going to fight over where we're going to film it. Because he wants to go right back and film it in one of the places we just worked. And I think that's ridiculous. And I would just assume it would be the same crowd as Heard It All. And then some douchebag would yell out all the punchlines or yell out all the setups before I got to them and ruin the DVD. So, sometime in the next 6 months, the stuff that I'm doing now will be polished, recorded for posterity or prosperity or I don't know, big words.
No, both. Okay, that's good news then for all the people out here who've been asking that question various times. Now, before we bounce out of here, We just want to thank you and all the people who are listening right now on this interview. We want to thank you as well. Thank you for your performance last week, and we look forward to this DVD. And, of course, YouTube is where to go. And, of course, all your URLs that you've mentioned as well. That's where everybody can check you out.
Yeah, you can find me. It's just Google. That's all we need anymore. We don't need brains. Just Google.
That's it. Just Google it.
All right. I'll see you out there.
All right.
You guys very much.
Thank you very much, Doug Stanhope. Thank you. Friday Night Live show. Right, okay.
Bollocks.
I'm sorry, did I break your concentration? From the start, I'm smart with the art of conversation. Brother, man of my word. Home planet is Earth. Man of my manner is dirt. I speak in a manner of terms and linguistics. Real name's a number, I'm living a statistic. Dictionary definition does not define. There's no known symbol. Sound cipher a sign that can be used to describe this guy's intricate mind. You'll find you're blind to the fact that I'm that way inclined. Brother, man, known to brush strokes with a biro, while your art is harmless like the Venus de Milo. When it decide to talk or better, down to the letter, whatever a lesser MC say, delivering lines that could be considered cliche, retaliating relay with the remainder of the screenplay and the relevant unedited replays. Wait, let me rephrase. I raise the difficulty of the gameplay these days. Tipping a buckle, the scales with words I exhale in so many ways, no longer afraid. Understanding why I was made, believing in fate. Now I relate and I'm young, so that's early, clever. Better than late, better than better, late than never. Cut the melody, cause brother man's deep. I speak to the sound of the rain hitting the street. Pens like parkour, ink like free running feet that keep firm gripping the concrete. I'm gunning the weak, loose talk leaves them undone in the bleak. Dark days full scale, running retreat while I'm stunning on beats. I'm laying down simmering heat, drumming in speech, describing imminent oncoming defeat. I'm dunning any one of your peeps. I hold fire, my viral's bunning a sheet. I leave 101 MCs humming the street, running in bare different directions, but none of them running at me. Brother man, coming this week, coming this day, coming this minute, can't you see? This MC's in it to win it, it can't be. And that was just the intro. Brother man, fresh off the beat, one hell of a gringo. Peddling paragraphs, you could say I'm selling my lingo. Cause every single line of rhyme connects, that's why the one word I'm yelling is bingo. Telling it simple. You never find me where the intelligent mingle. I'm just dwelling in limbo, and that was just the intro.
Yo, I don't just tell it. I lived every moment so you could touch, taste, smell it. Breathe and inhale it. No need to embellish, life's enough to deal. Without every other bar screaming, I'm keeping it real. Seven seal, been open, hellhounds on a hunt. Lost two good brothers, murdered in under a month. Mine's been stuck in a state of nostalgia. Your memories keep fading like my pop's body from fibromyalgia. Mom's glaucoma, got her losing her vision. Pray it stays long enough for her to see some grandchildren. Most lose religion, holding on by a string. Wifey gave back the ring, so no queen for the king. My students in the bing, pulling jokes and they bagged them. Judge threw the book at them, wouldn't even look at them. Keep putting in the patterns of destructive behavior. Might not bother me now, but it'll fuck with me later. Been scraping for paper, saving up for a rainy day. But the cost of living is way past my rate of pay. Thoughts in disarray, and no matter how much I keep drinking, it just won't take the pain away. Lady Day told us God bless the child, and I know we born to die, so I'm going out in style. Walk a mile in my shoes for you judge at a glance. Hold the world upon your shoulders without breaking your stance. I'm an imperfect man, but the souls are stronger. So when I die, let me die and let the words live longer. When I die.
Thank you to Doug Stanhope. Sounded very nervous on that interview.
Ooh. So running with scissors down these mean streets. All around town, ground the fiends in elite. Cause all things are censored in the new world order. Seize time, target of power, through with paranoia. Rich dad, poor death.
Hang on a minute, hang on a minute. Stop the press. Stop the press.
Naughty neighbors.
Wait a second, everybody.
A minute,
hello. Hello.
Hi, Menace?
Yes, you're live right now, on the air.
Oh, hi, Menace, it's Erica from Violator.
Hello.
I'm calling to connect you with Nori.
All right, excellent. Interview? Excellent, we're ready.
Hold on 1 second.
Conspiracy Worldwide, Friday Night Live show. We're about to connect to our next guest. They suddenly called us out of the blue.
Hey.
Hello.
Nori's on the line.
Hello, Nori. Welcome to the Friday Night Live show.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, how you doing, bro? How you doing? It's a pleasure to hear your voice.
Oh, same here.
All right, man. Right, it's all about 2008, 2009, Capone and Noriega about to bounce back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, so we got the brand new album about to drop. Tell us a little bit more about that album. Reveal a little bit about this.
I mean, I think it's one of the best albums, you know, we ever did, but it's one of the best, not only one of the best albums we ever did, but it's, you know, it's one of the best albums that's going to come out in 2009. You know, I've bought everybody's album. I've listened to everybody's album, and a lot of people, you know, they just make ringtone records, and, you know, I'm not dissing the people who make ringtone records, but, you know, they just really make one single, and then that's it, you know. We really focused on the whole album, and we made a phenomenal album.
All right. Now, of course, the streets, the people, the listeners, everybody is looking forward to the album. Now, apart from yourself, reunited, Capone and Noriega back on wax with a full album, what more can we expect from this? I mean, who's handling production, etc. on this new project?
You can say that again?
I say, who's handling the production? I mean, what sort of other things can we expect from this album, apart from just the reunion between
Capone? Who's on the production?
Yeah, on the album.
Well, who's on the production? We got Alchemist. We got Premier. We got SBK, we got, who else? We got Street Runner, we got Hazardous Sounds, and that's really it. We got the real hardcore, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Definitely with Alchemist and Premier and SBK and, you know, Hazardous and, you know, Street Runner and, we got some real, real street, you know, great hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Which hip hop they're missing is this is going to fulfill it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we speak to a lot of people up on the show, and so many artists comment about this whole ringtone generation. Now, already, without us asking, you've mentioned it. Since you and Capone, have been away from the game with a full album, the whole game has changed, hasn't it? The industry has changed. The listenership has changed. The audience has changed.
You there?
Yeah. Are you having problems hearing us, Nori?
I just had a problem hearing you, but I could you hear me? Because I heard your question. Yeah. This is coming through. Could you hear me?
Yeah, you're coming through nice and clear, yeah.
Basically, I know the generation has changed, so what we're trying to do is, like, you know, we're trying to maintain our hardcore audience, the people who really love CNN, the people who really love hardcore hip-hop, people who really love great hip-hop, people who really love good hip-hop, and not just a single, and people who really care about making a whole album a classic album. We basically catered to those people, and then, you know what I'm saying, we didn't explore too much, but, you know, we have a little bit, a couple other records that's not just for the hardcore hip-hop fans. So, you know, we're trying to get new fans, but at the same time, it was very important for us to maintain what CNN represents, you know what I'm saying? That's why you're going to hear no happy records on the album. It's just really what CNN represents and what CNN means, and especially with the times and the crisis of this war still going on, the gas prices high, us about to face a new election, and, you know what I'm saying, hopefully, you know, we wait for a change. So we're addressing all these issues, and we feel very confident about it. And like I said, we're maintaining that hardcore audience, but at the same time, you know, we guarantee to snatch up a few new fans.
Yeah, excellent. That's a pleasure to hear. My co-host in the studio, Menace, is packed full of questions. I'm going to hand over right now. Menace.
Peace. How you doing, Nori?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Nori, can you hear me?
No, I think there might be a slight problem with the line. Menace.
Hello?
Hello, hi. I think we've got a slight problem with the line. The phone line.
Hello, guys.
Hello, sorry. I think
Nori? Nori?
No, I think he must have gone off the line, must have gone off the conference, so I think
Luke, we're going to call back in, okay?
All right, excellent. Okay,
it's a connection problem.
Okay, no
problem. You sound really muffled and staticky.
Right, okay. Okay.
I'm going to call back in. Hold on.
All right, thank you very much then. All right, listen, we're about to talk to Nori once again. Get your listener questions in if you want anything asking. You can hear there's a slight problem with the connection, so we'll just keep things moving while we wait for those Violator people to call us back up on the show. Kind of caught us off guard. We just done the Doug Stanhope and come straight off that. And straight away we got this call coming in. We knew who it was. That was the arrangement. That's what we'd planned, wasn't it? But it's it does still catch you off guard. And of course, if there's a slight problem with the line as well, then that's not it. Now, I don't know. The jury's out for Capone and Noriega. I mean, that production lineup sounded strong, Menace. I mean, I don't know if they're going to recapture everything. I know Capone recently has been struggling a little bit.
Yeah, I'm curious, man. I mean, I was a fan of the reunion. I know a lot of people didn't like it. Again, you know, they tend to compare it to the World Report, the first album, you know, which we shouldn't do as hip-hop fans. But I thought it was a strong album. So.
No, that's right. We're gonna connect to them again. They're calling back in. Hello. Hi. We're back on air.
Hi, Luke.
Yes, hi.
Hi. I'm going to get Nori back for you.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Okay, hold on. Actually, you sound kind of... Can you say something for me? Because you sound kind of staticky.
I don't know why that is. There's not much...
Yeah, the connection is really bad.
Right, okay. We can see what we can do then, this end, but it shouldn't be too bad. But you're saying it's very, very staticky. Okay, let's see if we can switch this over right now. Sorry about this, listeners. It's all very technical at the moment, very technical. This is the problem when you're not in control of the interviews. When you have the number and these people will just do the logical thing and just give you a number to call, then it's in your hands. When they're calling you constantly and then complaining about the quality of your phone, then there's a problem. Sorry about that, Menace. I'm just trying to explain. They call back in and complain that we're...
They're calling me. I'll be right back. Just going to the studio B.
Right, okay. Look, let's get into some music and then we'll talk to Nori. All right? This is how it's going to go down. Conspiracy Worldwide Friday Night Live Show. We're trying to connect to Nori. It was should have been smooth, but it's one of those interviews where it's simply they will call us and they don't work. Let's keep things moving anyway. It's been all chat, no music. Back inside this one, so back red. Friday Night Live Show.
People always running with scissors down these mean streets. All around town, ground the fiends in elite. Cause all things are censored in the new world order. Seize time, target of power, grew with paranoia. Rich dad, poor dad, fam, the hood can't wait. The fatherhood debate, let's go from good to great. Rise and shine, good people, stop running away. The audacity of hope, if just for one more day. Have the courage to be, see the pride of a panther. Good girl, gone bad, time to revive Ophelia. A brave new world, we see darkness at noon. ISIS papers can't escape us, so we watch as it blooms. To bright lights in big cities, a room with a view. It's a catch 22. We consume with the truth. An American tragedy for the good soldier. Veterans and casualties, the hood and the culture.
Take a journey with me, where we see what could be, or maybe really what is. In my open book policy, open your mind and be free. Let the whole world see how you receive and believe. In my open book policy, it's not about what you read, it's more about how you be. When you venture through the center of my open book policy, imagination run deep, seek the truth and prophecy. Shift your own opinion in my open book policy.
The age of innocence is long gone with the wind. Now it's sex, lies, and tape in the honor of sin. I see all the king's men run trains on Sister Carrie. Judy Blume was in the room crying as she missed her dad. The invisible man watched, but nobody knew until the second time around when solidarity grew. To 100 years of solitude, my soul to keep. As I lay dying, things fall apart at the seams. Now there's a million little pieces, but the power of now will release the ghost among us as we vow
to be found. So just who will you be when the hours at last? It's the immaculate deception, but this too shall pass.
Take a journey with me, really see what can be, or maybe really what is in my open book policy.
Open your mind and be free, let the whole world see how you receive and believe in my open book policy.
It's not about what you read, it's more about how you be when you venture through the center of my open book policy.
Imagination run deep, seek the truth and prophecy, shape your own opinion in my open book policy.
The recognition of confliction now before me, I'm on a revolutionary road, power and glory. I jack Jacob's ladder and use it to climb up to the sheltery sky, dance to the music of time. I spent 90 minutes in heaven under the net, with nothing to lose except to wonder what's next. Maybe the infinite jest, I seek faith above. In the post-American world, I eat, pray, and love, and get my people hyped up, get them all on the bus. We fight for something real, we don't sweat the small stuff. But why is God laughing? There's nothing to lose, and me of little fake now has something to choose. A new earth, a new moon, we saw it in action. Most work to consume, it's the laws of attraction. An atmospheric disturbance, circus at night, so I think it grow rich. It's a purpose-driven life. Take a journey with me, where we see what could be, or maybe really what is in my open book policy.
Open your mind and be free, let the whole world see how you receive and believe in my open book policy.
It's not about what you read, it's more about how you be when you venture through the center of my open book policy.
Imagination run deep, seek the truth and prophecy,
shape your own opinion in my open book policy.
Boy, it's kicked off now. Friday night.
To make it out this jungle is to juggle jobs or hustle, cause if not you bound to struggle, dog. I'm taking out some time to pray, trying to find a lines to say to y'all, but only found a couple bars. Check it, a little better by staying humble. I still hear my grandpa mumble, stay out of trouble, boy. Cause these days I sit and wonder how I manage to handle myself and keep from going under the edge. Yeah, I brush my teeth and get a bite to eat, I shower half an hour, now I'm back on my feet. This song reminded me of my peeps. I poured some liquor for my nigga. Rest in peace. Yeah, for hours about the current state of all this bullshit flooding the market, yet they call themselves artists. Please, harmless motherfucking partners creating schemes to make our dreams seem smaller and smaller. Have a chance to make a change, I'm willing. I ain't laying down my soul for gold or any forms of bills. Forget it, I'm in this business to strip it of all its limits and limits. So long as finished on the road called its limits. It's the
only way
to make it out this motherfucking ghetto without hustling drugs or busting metal. It's by praying before my mission starts, giving heart and soul to every piece of scroll I've written off. A little worth living on earth, God has given us a choice and I've chosen to make it work. Like when we used to use our brains, now we losing our minds, grinding for change instead of changing it. Yeah, and go to work without changes, spit a verse about changing the game from the state of sand. Yeah, about that same old song, wondering will these niggas stop making that same old song. While listening to riches speak through comedy, but obviously painting a bigger picture for these black folks. Cause it's not, and that's a fact, folks. I promise my mama that I'ma take it back, folks. Have a chance to make a change, I'm willing. I ain't laying down my soul for gold or any forms of bills. Forget it, I'm in this business of stripping of all its limits and living. So all that's finished on the road called the slimmest.
Friday Night Live Show. Shouting out to Rob, Stuart. Shouting out to Dave.
What up, though? It's Mercy. It seems like nobody's trying, man. There's kids dying in Sudan and nobody cares, man. At least I'm trying, man. Look, don't ever let the fact that you can't be perfect stop you from doing your best.
Merch for president.
Unless we try, the innocent will die. You can't close your eyes, keep living in a lie. Look, we not helpless, we not hopeless. Said a prayer for the homie locked up and wrote this. He gotta get out and change his ways. While I'm looking for a way to explain these days. It's trying times, I'm trying to rhyme. But so many fascinated with this life of crime. Ha! Look, I'm dying to be different, down to die to make a difference. Music for the movement with a message uplifting. Went from set tripping to trips around the world. Opportunities are oysters, you might find a pearl. You can't
ain't be scared to take that chance. Cause if you write it not twice, then you late to the dance. You gotta move with urgency, assert with certainty. Ask me if I'm set to serve, I say certainly. Hide in the kite, I'm high off life. At the height of my career, a high priest on mics. I'm anti-thug and anti-drugs. Brought peace to the party and got anti-love. But hate is so antiquated, I anticipated. Accepted it internally, had knife interpolated. He chopped it up and laid it in a session and he played it. I wrote, recorded to it, now look what we created. A hot mess, I'm hot off the press. You yesterday's news, dude, you just not fresh. You cold coffee, you wet cigarettes. I'm a shot of espresso and hot morning sex. Early to rise and the last to fall. The best thing for black youth since the basketball. Word to Curtis Blow, you gotta know the breaks. And if you don't know your history, I know you're fake.
Conspiracy Worldwide, of course. He was up on the show very, very recently. That's Murs. Friday Night Live show.
Hi, Miller.
Hello, hi. You're back live on air. Is that any clearer? Can you hear us now?
Yes, that's better. Can you hold while I get Nori?
All right, excellent. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, we're back on. Conspiracy Friday Night Live show.
Hi, Minutes, you're on with Nori.
Okay.
Your phone is better now, baby?
Yeah.
I thought it was my phone.
No, I think we're coming through clearer now. I think we're coming through clearer, so that's all good.
All right, cool.
Now, of course, you were talking to my co-host, Menace, so I'll let him pick up there. Menace.
Hi, can you hear me now, Nori?
Yeah, I can hear you, baby.
All right, good. How you doing, bro?
Everything good, man.
Good. I want to speak briefly about the mixtape of Green Lantern. I'm just curious as to, you know, how instrumental it was, you know, with the documentary Cocaine Cowboys. You know what I mean? How inspirational was that? And how true to life do you think, you know, Rick Ross and other rappers' roots are, you know, in the Miami drug game?
Wait. I'm not honestly. Are you saying that my mixtape with Green Lantern you think was inspired by Cocaine Cowboys?
Yeah.
Actually, it wasn't, man.
No.
It was just the name of my Green Lantern mixtape was called Cocaine on Steroids,
right.
And that's just a saying we say, like, you know what I'm saying, like. If somebody's doing something to the extreme, or somebody's like, you know what I'm saying, like if somebody's sitting there smoking all the cigarettes, you're like, damn, man, you on cocaine on steroids, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a saying that I used to say, you know what I'm saying? So I figured, like, you know, in order for me, like, this, it was really like my first or second, like, mixtape, like Just Nori, like of Just Nori. I did mixtapes in the past, like went up to the hood and dug out mixtape, but it was like really my first. Like coming back, so I wanted to make a statement. That's why I called it Cocaine on Steroids. But I did have a record called Cocaine Cowboys that
right,
was on
right.
That was on that, but the whole tape wasn't like dedicated to the Cocaine Cowboys.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Hip hop's relationship with cocaine, you know what I mean, has been off and on since, you know, hip hop's inception. You know, arguably some of the best crack rap material came between 96 and 97. You know, I haven't dropped the World Report in 97 at a time where rhyming about hustling wasn't half as played out as it is today. How do you feel about the growth of crack rap and creativity since then?
Oh, man, I mean, honestly, it's like, when you look at it, every person that plays a thug on TV, you know, obviously is not a thug. You know what I'm saying? And it's pretty much the same thing with this music. Like, I honestly, you know, really, you know, was sold drugs or you know did things, and I spoke about it in the prime of hip hop. You know, 96, 97, 98, 99. You know, mm-hmm. Those were the prime eras of hip hop. 2000, and then you know, after a little bit after 2004. You know, things started to really slay the other way. But, you know, I can't really, like, speak about the kids nowadays that's talking about, you know, they sold a million keys. I can't, you know, big it up nor diss it because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't actually know these people. But I know for the fact that, you know, it's a facade. Everything is not what you see. But at the same time, like, I don't knock nobody, man. I want everybody to go out there and get their money. You know what I mean?
Mm. Absolutely, no doubt. What about hip-hop's relationship with drugs today, you know, with so many great rappers dying from drugs? What are your thoughts on, you know, hip-hop's ongoing glorification or promotion of drugs?
Well, at the end of the day, the reason why I said that is because a lot of people are coming up. I mean, its relation is sometimes fantasy. It's sometimes fantasy, like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people rhyme about, you know, having big keys in order to try to have big money. A lot of people rhyme about big cars that they don't have in order to try to get those cars. A lot of people rhyme about houses that they don't actually obtain, you know, or have, or so their goal is to obtain. So I just think sometimes its relationship is like pure, or based on pure wish, and then sometimes it's based on fantasy. Sometimes you fantasize about something, or sometimes you think about something so much that you might just start living that life. You know what I'm saying? So I think that hip hop's relationship to drugs is just as hip is just as much as hip hop's relationship is to athletes. Like, you have famous athletes that are, you know, they can't work out unless they listen to, you know, a Lil Wayne tape or a DMX tape. It's the same thing, you know what I'm saying?
True.
And I think when it turns bad is that when you have a rapper who starts to rhyme about something that he starts to actually believe. Like, if a person's talking about, you know, I'm going to sniff a whole Fiji bottle, you know what I'm saying? Then you know, throughout him saying this in his rhymes, now he's trying to live it, and now he's really starts sniffing cocaine. I think that becomes a problem, yeah.
True, I agree. Couldn't have said it any better. What about, I mean, how we talked about, you know, Cocaine Cowboys earlier. Of course, you know, the video was banned from MySpace. How did you initially feel about MySpace banning a video for Cocaine Cowboys? And speaking from your experience, what changes have you seen over your career with regards to censorship?
Well, actually, at the time, I hated MySpace, you know what I'm saying? I didn't hate them for banning the video. But, like, I just never, I mean, like, to this day, I actually still don't actually get MySpace, you know what I'm saying? Like, people be seeing me, and they be like, yo, I was talking to you on MySpace, and I just be looking at them like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm almost never on MySpace. But the fact that, you know what I'm saying, that the video had got so many views, Cocaine Cowboys, on my MySpace, and people were actually complaining to MySpace that, yo, this guy Nori has a video was showing dead bodies, and it was actually not my idea. I was just taking clips from a movie that actually exists. Like, this is not my movie, you know what I'm saying? I took clips from there, but in all actuality, I mean, you know, I didn't live a cocaine, you know, cowboy life, you know what I'm saying? It was actually me being an artist. I watched the documentary. I absolutely loved the documentary, and when I heard the beat, I actually didn't even have to come back home to watch the documentary. I actually had it all in my head, and I actually wrote that all on the spot because I had watched the movie for so long. And when you asked me about how did I feel about when it got bad for MySpace, I was absolutely thrilled. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because it's like, who the fuck gets bad for MySpace? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is that? Like, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of bragged about it. Like, to tell you the truth, I wasn't mad, or I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, if MySpace is for children, then guess what? That video shouldn't have been up there anyway. But I like to believe that my fans are of age to listen to my music, and are of age to, you know what I'm saying, to differentiate, you know, the situation from reality to real, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, that's MySpace, and if that's how they felt, hey, I support them. But at the same time, I also am proud of that video. The video is very creative. It was done with very little bit of money, and it got its point across. It got the attention of MySpace people, evidently.
It just proves that, you know, all promotion is good promotion, and I mean, off the strength of that video, you had so many more fans after that video too, man.
Right. But it's right now, you know, that was a Nori thing, but it's all about the CNN, man, right now.
Exactly. But while we're on the topic of videos, what's your connection with Bam Bros? A lot of people are listening, asking about that.
What's my connection with who?
With Bam Bros.
Oh, Bang Brothers. Oh. yeah, that was funny. Like, that was actually like 2-3 years footage. It was old, and what happened was one day one of my homies actually works there, you know what I'm saying, and he called me. I was on my way to Orlando, and, you know, they had some money for me to come through through and do an interview, and I thought it was just hilarious. You know, it was it's actually 3 years old footage. You know, I did the interview, you know what I'm saying, and we're actually cool with the people over there at Bang Brothers, you know what I'm saying? So big up to everybody out there. I don't want to name no names because I might be blowing people up. But at the same token, they actually just recently put the footage out and it made everybody think it was new footage. And not only that, it made people think that I was in a porno flick, which was one of the most hilarious things ever. Mm. When I heard, when I read the internet and people were like, oh my God, Nori's in a porno. This is crazy. This is, we don't want to see this. And it was like, you know what I mean? Like, it was like people trying to protect me, like, you know, no, we don't be on no porn. And it was like, of course I would never do a porn. But at the same time, like, I respect everybody for what they get money. And when they asked me to come through and do the video, I absolutely did it. You know what I mean? Not the porn. I didn't do porn. I actually did the interview. I actually did the interview. So it's a real live interview, but I'm not actually humping. There's no humping going on. There was no absolutely sex going on while I was there, so, you know. But I was proud to do it. It got over 3 million views, you know what I'm saying? It got, like 3 million. It started off on just on their website, and now it's like 10 million. It's a pretty cool thing, man. It's pretty funny. You should watch it. I was nervous. Never been on the porno set before, so it was hilarious to me, man. Check it out.
I remember years ago, man, back in 2000 on a reunion on Bam Bam, you said Pamela Lee was the only white girl you'd fuck. I mean, have your feelings changed towards white girls since then? Is Pamela Lee still the only white girl you'd fuck? I mean, surely, you know, hooking up with Bam Brothers has given you like a bigger variety of girls you'd fuck, man.
I mean, the beautiful thing about writing a record is this is not really how you feel all the time, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I felt at the moment, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, absolutely, man, you know, since then, there's a lot of other things that I would definitely, you know, dip my hands in, you know, to keep it clean, you know what I'm saying? But definitely, that's my favorite white girl out there, Pamela Lee, you know what I'm saying? So, that's what I was trying to say. But, at the end of the day, like I said, when you write a record, it's not about, you know what I'm saying, living by that record for 10 years. Like, if I write a record today and I'm saying, you know, all I do is drink water. Now, you might catch me 6 months down the line and I might be, you know, down on a cup of Grey Goose. It doesn't mean that when I said all I do is drink water, I was lying. It just meant that that day, that's what I was feeling, is all I'm drinking is water. Now, you might hear me say in another record, I'm going to just drink alcohol all day. And then see me later on, and then like, damn, I already didn't have a drink. That's because that's how I felt that day. And that's the beauty about writing the music, is that it shouldn't, things should change with you within time to show your growth as an artist and as a person. That's what's the beautiful things about music, is that I can always go back to my lyrics and be like, wow, you know, I said that, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, for instance, I had a line on Bloody Money. I said, I don't even drink like that. I sell crack. And I can't, you know, in very recent, you know, years, I've been the worst alcoholic in the world. But it's not for me to reflect and say that, you know, back then when I was doing the war report, I wasn't drinking. I wasn't a drinker back then. So it doesn't make me a liar that you know what I mean, that I said I don't drink like that in 1997. But now in 2007, 2008, you know, going into 2009, I drink. It doesn't make me a person who's contradicting itself. It just shows the growth in the person. It just shows that people change, and that's the beauty in music, is that you can always go back and just look at it and say, oh wow, I remember saying that. I remember living that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely, man. I mean, too many people think that you're supposed to go through life as opposed to grow through life, and I just think that, you know, part of growing up is contradicting yourself. I mean, some of the MCs
it's just like, you know, one of my favorite MCs of all time is Tupac, and if you listen to a Tupac album, you know, he'll tell you, you know, we shouldn't, you know, the black on black violence is whack, you know what I'm saying? And we shouldn't do that. Then on the very next record, he'll be like, I'm gonna hit him up, I'm gonna kill everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then on the next record, he'll say, you know, black woman, we need to treat yourself with respect, and women of all cultures and races, you treat yourself with respect, and then they'll turn around, I wonder why they call you bitch. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not that Pac is contradicting himself, it's that people change throughout the days. You know what I'm saying? Like, today I might feel like just drinking Kool-Aid. Like, I might be in a Kool-Aid mood. But tomorrow, I might not want to fucking see Kool-Aid. That's the beauty about making music, is that it captures those times. You know what I'm saying? It captures me, you know, if I sit down and I'm in a Kool-Aid mood, Kool-Aid with whatever, I can go to the studio and actually make a record, and I can remember that years from now, like, damn, I remember that day. All I wanted to do was smoke a blunt and drink Kool-Aid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the beauty about it, like, you know what I'm saying, which makes the artist's life, you know what I'm saying, artistic. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, music reflects society and it reflects your life. And that's the beauty of good music. It does reflect all the changes that go on day to day, like you say. Now, speaking of growth, let's talk about growth and the new CNN album then. In what ways would you say that growth has influenced this new album? What sort of growth will we hear on this new project?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, you know, in the beginning of the CNN project, we sat down and we was making a lot of generic records. We was trying to make records that actually sounded like the day and time, you know what I'm saying? And we realized that was the wrong thing to do, like, you know what I'm saying? Like we were not saying we were copying off of anybody, but we were, like, trying to make our music sound like what is playing on the radio right now. And it really wasn't working. It was, like, working for people who never heard the War Report, or people who never heard the Reunion. But for people who heard the Reunion and who heard the War Report, it just didn't fit their ears. So we scratched that whole, you know, little, you know, time, and we went right back in, and we made the hardcore, you know, street music, but in an advanced level. You know what I'm saying? We can't make another War Report because we're not, you know what I mean, living the same way we were living when the War Report came out. Same thing with the Reunion. So we just really wanted to make an advanced version of the best CNN that we could possibly can. And like I said, man, it was great, you know, going to see Premiere again. It was great, you know, working with Alchemist. It was great working with the up-and-coming, you know what I'm saying, producers, you know what I'm saying? And we really made the best music we could possibly make. And if people are, you know what I'm saying, if real hip-hop fans are starving for some real hip hop, then there's no way, shape, form, or possible fashion that you can't love this album.
No. And the people are looking forward to it. Now, speaking of the people, let's go to a few listener questions from your fans, if that's cool with you. We'll just go to some of these questions that are flying in at the moment. We'll take them uncensored, so we'll just take them as they come. First question that's come in: how much were you paid, says one UK listener, to name check Tim Westwood on record? How much were you paid, says one listener, to name check Tim Westwood on record? That's coming from one of the UK listeners out here.
Yeah, your phone is breaking up again, man. You said how much what?
The listener is asking, how much were you paid to name check Tim Westwood on record? That's coming from one of the listeners out here.
Damn, man, I can't hear you. All I heard was how much did you make of this whole thing? I think you said Westwood? Did you say Westwood?
Yeah, the shout-out, the record, of course, the shout-out with Westwood on it, and the listener is asking, were you paid to do that, or did you just do that for the love
when
of it?
When I shouted out Tim Westwood?
Yeah, that's what they're asking, yeah.
Was I paid to shout-out Tim Westwood? Hell no!
No.
I would never, like, nah, that's the weirdest question I've ever been asked, I swear to God. Like, that's weird right there. Actually, you know, when I was... Like, that was my first time going to London, and I was so open off of London, that's why I said I played the best hood. I'm OT with Tim Westwood. I actually was just bigging up London, man. Like, it was also about bigging up Tim Westwood, but at the same time, if people really, really listen to that record, I was bigging up, you know, I played the best hood. I'm saying the best hood is London, you know what I'm saying? Mm. OT with Tim Westwood, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but absolutely, hell no, I didn't get paid. That's the craziest question I ever got asked, for real, my life.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Whatever fan asked that, tell them I said that's a good one. But nah, I got morals. I wouldn't, you know, unless somebody paid me to shout them out on the record. It comes from my heart.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that's something that you've always had, you know, throughout your music. Is there's always been integrity. I mean, you came out at a time when the industry was changing and hip-hop as a sound was changing, but you always had the character in every record you ever did. And CNN, you know, were kind of pillars of the new hip-hop. Let's go to this question then. What about the project with you and E-40? What's happening with that?
Okay, say that again. What you ask?
They're asking about the project with E-40, you and E-40.
Right. You said my last, I heard you said me and E-40, but what you said before that, I apologize.
What's the status with the project between you and E-40? That's what a lot of people have been asking.
Well, you know, me and E-40, we worked on something. We worked on a couple of things. You know, I jumped on his album. I forgot what song and what remix, but me and E-40, we definitely got a great relationship. I'm one of the, you know, slang-gistic people who, you know, with some dope slang in New York, and he's, you know, the kicker of slang in the Bay Area, so we always got along, we always, you know, kick it, and me and E-40, definitely, I'm gonna put him on my solo. I actually have a record with him already, but I'm gonna upgrade it and do a brand new one.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Just a couple more questions then, if you can hear me okay. The listeners are asking, a lot are asking this then. Have you seen Prodigy? Have you visited Prodigy or Traj since they've been locked up? I don't know if the line's now completely gone. Hello, Nori. I don't know if you can still hear us now. It seems like that network is... I think the network's gone completely. That could be an abrupt end to this. I think it's completely gone. Well, we thank Nori anyway. You can see there that the network was dying fast, and it is definitely something on their end. We just did the Doug Stanhope with no problems at all. But we thank Nori. Nice guy, full of answers, not industry whatsoever. And from that lineup, it does sound like it's going to be a great album when it does come out. And we genuinely mean that. It's not just riding the guests. We do think that. I mean, you think about that, Primo, Alchemist. If these all producers come on form, no artist can make an average album with those producers.
Nah.
Anyway, sorry, man.
It's all good. I just was going to say, you know, those producers are the embodiment of, you know, New York hip-hop, man.
Word. Right, we're keeping things moving. We're going to be talking to Jake One on the show tonight. We're a little bit late for our next guest, but let's get some music in, because we're forgetting about the music tonight with that Violator call. Thank you to Nori. We look forward to the CNN album, and we'll have that in front of us first on this show. Friday Night Live show. Speaking of promos, there it is. Black Milk, DJ Premier.
Yeah. Yeah, for every pair of lines I spit, I'll leave you paralyzed and bent, so clear a path. If you're not parallel to my paragraphs, apparently if they say I'm better than yous, no reason for me to put myself on the pedestal. Moving forward ahead of you, like you riding a bike and you can't move till the pedals do. Nobody teams comparable, niggas falling so fast they need to pull the strings on the parachute. So stop the comparisons and get buried up under America's soil. We can start with the letter U. S, food for thought, thought for fools. When niggas will take a life for the Jews and the pair of shoes. The hood is out for dollar signs. We trade the heaven skies for a slice of the devil's pie. Tried to make it my downfall, but see, all I know is the tall audience's applause for the curtain calls. All the best now is spitting the truth. Why? Use a letdown like convertible roofs. I see the mic and murder the booth. Nah, killing shit precise like a snipe that's on top of the roof. Ha!
You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. Caught in the matrix, it's out of hand, how the man gotcha. Yeah, my danger feels like rotten. You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. Caught in the matrix, it's out of hand, how the man gotcha. Yeah, my danger feels, yeah.
Four finger ring rap, sling slang, Pharaoh the flow's good. You couldn't hang if you was Bing Rames and Rosewood. Couldn't string together some shows if hoes would sing together with soul for you in the UK with the dough's good. I'm Billy Joel, I'm really soul, Mike. Dust off some red vinyl that's really old. And chop drums on a roll while I'm shotgun with a wireless NBC 4000. I got one, I bomb through some hot. I'm cool with Top Gun, but not the Fonz of Tom Cruise I got.
A pool of lyrical warning shots that you shouldn't respond to. Like pant legs around the ankles of hipsters. Some tight, paint a more visual picture than pics or get more. Skull and skeleton or rip fuel. While y'all bite like parasites.
Yeah, you love my style, cause I'm here with you, used to. I'm caught in the matrix.
It's out of hand how the man gotcha.
Yeah, in my danger field like riding.
You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. I'm caught in the matrix.
It's out of hand how the man gotcha.
Yeah, in my danger field.
It go punch, shoot, stab, kill. Smoke this, sniff that, nigga pass the pills. Niggas rapping about daffodils. Tree hugger, that's when the gat slap your grill. P-mug ya, my defense offense. Offense nonsense. Drunk with the koofy y'all, bring it to a long bed. Car can't with the glasses off. Power fucking Lois Lane cause her ass is off. Crip tonight, but I'm a blood today. Latin king tomorrow, keep it caliente. I send Spanish niggas to visit your label. Ref on me hand and take your digital cable. The guard hard body, I ain't physically able. To test me, I'm gently, this whipping is fatal. Blast sketch, y'all niggas is past sex. Acting like a boss, get lost, what up next?
You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. Caught in the matrix.
It's out of hand how the man gotcha.
Yeah, in my danger feel like riding.
Shout out to Greg Wiseman.
Style, cause I'm not what you used to. Caught in the matrix.
Oh, we're down MacGyver. We had to lock out the MSN there. Got jammed up. All right, what we've done with all those listener questions for Nori that we couldn't get to, we've copied and pasted them into a Word document, and we're going to be trying to make something happen. Whether it's text interview or not, we'll try and get those questions to Nori and get some answers for all the people that went to the trouble of blasting us off. The MSN has gone crazy tonight. It's been unbelievable. Let's keep things moving. And speaking of Capone and Noriega, is an exclusive remix, Follow the Dollar, Capone and Noriega, taken from the brand new album. As we get ready for outer space, a lot of people looking forward to the next interview tonight, Friday night.
Shit hard. Shit hard. Shit hard.
The Friday night live show at hotmail.com. Add us to your Windows Live.
Just left the Chinese food store, got my change. Looking at the money, wonder how the shit came.
I'm looking at the money, think this shit might have came from that chick named Jane with the nightstick frame.
Or maybe it came from Bosnia or Somalia, some other third world country place that'll body ya.
Maybe it came from mommy working on a corner. She might have dropped it when them boys ran up on her.
Then little homie picked it up and stick me up. He called my house phone and iPhone and hit me up.
And right before he hit the crib, shorty got the Dutch. Then the A-Rab, they changed to the little smut. She said,
yeah, I heard if you follow a dollar, then you follow a crime scene. Impala, do holler at my team.
And if you follow a dollar, you find a coke trail. Niggas whipped up, holding it wholesale.
Follow a dollar and you'll follow a gun case. Not just in the hood, it go to the States.
Follow a dollar, you guarantee mark money. You know that I ain't fucking with you, that narc money.
Follow a dollar to the corporate offices. Follow a dollar and you'll find corpses.
Follow a dollar when your hand is hot. They even going straight to the number man of the gambling spot. Like,
yeah, follow a dollar, how you get love, to how you get bud, and leave money in the strip club.
Yeah, follow a dollar, how you make bread, that's how you break bread. We getting money, fuck what they said.
I done got money, euro, got money, yen, pound and peso plus American.
I done got money dirty, got money clean, even got money still sprinkled with blood stains.
I done did it through trial. Had to spend a lot of loot, got it back through the dope game,
yeah,
and the prostitute.
You see the game is about a dollar. If you gon' follow, niggas follow. If you feel me, man, niggas holler. She said, "Tell her this world, baby."
Alright, that's shocking news, Menace, what you just told me. Menace has just been talking to Violator off the phone just to thank them for the Nori interview, and they've said, how would you like on your show next Friday? Go on, Menace, who have they said?
Young Jeezy.
I hope you told him where to stick, Young Jeezy. Of course we didn't. Young Jeezy next Friday on the Friday Night Live show. Young Jeezy. Is he big? I've never heard a record of his in my life.
Well, yeah, man. I'm not saying I'm a massive fan of him, but...
Are you eating biscuits again?
Yeah, I am actually, as it goes.
Yeah,
so
I thought you were.
You
can't resist it, can you? You go off the wagon for a week, and then as soon as the show starts, off he goes, packet after packet, jamming him in. Anyway, so Young Jeezy, then, is going to be on this show next week.
Yeah, he's really big, man, really big.
Really big.
I don't know why he's big, but right. He's really big.
Right. Really big. Really big.
Really,
on this
really
show.
Big. Really big.
Is he any good, then? Does he make quality music? I take not, then, from what you were just saying.
I'm not really a fan, but...
Right.
You know, he has a big fan base, so... He has his fans.
He's a bit fanny, is he? He has his fans.
Yeah,
well,
he has his fans.
We'll have him on the show next week, then, and we shall be talking to him, so... I'd love to say I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not really, because I don't really know much about him, but apparently he's as big as... Nas, is that what you... The biggest Nas?
Chicks, boobs, yeah, he's... Well, I mean, right now, I'm not saying he's better, but yeah, man. He just dropped the album, The Recession.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think he did 2 million in his first... might be wrong, excuse me. 2 million in his first week.
Too many. He had 2 million in his first week.
Two mil.
Right. Well,
biscuits, choking me.
He'll do then, won't he? He'll do for this show. We'll get him on. Young Jeezy next week. But in total contrast to talentless artist who we've never even heard of. Well, I haven't anyway. I've never heard one of his music, one of his tracks. Let's think about our next guest tonight. Outer Space just dropped a very, very strong album. We're going to be talking to them very, very shortly. It's a whole tight, all the Outer Space crew.
QD shit. OS, what up, plan? Blood brothers, nigga.
Hell, what up?
Click, though I'm
nickel
a
bag. I can take yours.
I'm taking it back to nickel bag. DMP,
yo, the money is clean, the car's washed it. Not a hood, expect me to boards to stop it. But I ain't into making friends with the next shit.
Not at all.
I'm trying to put a quarter mil of gems in my necklace. I'm getting cocky, but poppy, not pussy. Blue strip, rock up the cookie, then you chop it and push it. Like chemistry, better yet a game show. All it takes is one good spin, then your name blows. But the jealousy gon' come like puberty. Versus who is he, then that looks be scrutiny. Some cats can take it, I love it, I want more of it. But once it stops, you flop, you better score quick. Cross seas torn, feeling like my life changed. Slight strange, getting head up in the white range. These snake labels really bugging for real. Pardon self, fake niggas really bugging for deals.
War child nigga.
Okay.
QDOS.
These niggas acting like it can't happen. I blast rapping, I pass rapping. Demand action, last dragon, the last laughing. Demand ransom, find dirt to get my hands in. Outer space, Q the minute. We back at it again. Right hand so hot, it can splatter the pen. Your team used to be the shit, what happened to them? They paying top dollars to capture these gems. Converting Christians, waiting for this rap to the end. Each soul's a Maserati, not Raggedy Benz. Will we ever sell out? Now that'll depend. I got a daughter to feed, a baby boy to raise. Expensive any habit, they need toys to play. What's the difference between me and you, man? You get pushed around, get ridiculed, and I'm a fucking giant, you're minuscule, man. Y'all niggas hate y'all lives, you pitiful dance.
Yo, undefined, man. This ain't fair, man. We shouldn't be doing this to him, you know?
Come on.
It's obvious that you ain't heard about me. If you did, you wouldn't be using the words around me. So before we move on, I'll introduce myself. My name's Lawrence, but you can call me Mr. Arnell. The sickest rapper since aluminum foil. I don't play games, but I got toys for you. The SRT, the blue Dodge Ram. Can I burn gas money? Yes, you can. See, the stage just ain't safe when I get on the mic. And your face just ain't safe, you don't say what I like. If you need me, come see me, I'm neon green. You can't miss me, red dots and laser beams. I play for the team that's playing for the ring. Out of space, 2D, we running the scene. Got my head in the game and y'all about to see. Cause King Kong ain't got shit on me, you heard?
Huh? Hell, what they gonna do after they hear this, man? Bananas. No match for the jewel of the now. I break necks and take checks from whoever's around.
You?
I
I take calls if there's money involved, but no doughy, no show, dog, I can't evolve. I think you niggas got a problem to solve. If not, save up chips and stop playing with dolls. This is grown man rap in my zone, that's that. No clones, more homes, I control that stack. QD got a point to prove. In the lab with 16s, do a joint and move. Believe it or not, my team too hot. I'm a giant, I step up on your team and rock. Nigga, I don't like no chords on my mic, so let me introduce my liquid sword to your life. And my wife only built for Cubans. This is verbal intercourse and you can't stop the movement.
Ask you the minute.
Once again, let's not forget about Radio Mike Beats. Shout out to all the crew tonight. Absolutely unplanned, live and direct from the Tower Blocks of United Kingdom. This is the Friday Night Live Show.
Yeah. Priest. Yeah. Still on the ground. Still on the ground. Yo, kneel down in prayer, nah, but I pretend to be my ministry of L. Glass of hot Hennessy, genius in the hood, we master coke chemistry. President lovers, we get the dope from the embassy. Sit on the stoop, inhale and choke is the tendency. Judge gave a sentence, no repentance, fuck the penalty. Sit in a cage, full of rage, fallen man. Think with my 10-year-old mind, first all a grand. Family starving, trying to do all I can. Waiting for the mystery millions to just fall in hand. Open my palms, barely getting fresh air. Scrambling like my body allergic to getting fresh gear. Sips from the brown bag, burning up your chest hair. Cold and brisk, sign of somebody's death near. No light, last vision seen was the tech flare. No night, morgues ain't filled with young blessed tears. Music is good, vividly reflecting death fear. Tombs talk, graveyards make you respect fear. Blood on the stairway of heaven, keep the steps clear. Electrocute me, put me in your next chair. Bang two cops, waiting for the next pair. If I die, be another me next year. Ghetto Gabriel, can you save my shell? Close as I get to heaven when I blaze the L. Ghetto Gabriel, can you save my shell? I don't wanna spend another holy day in jail. Ghetto Gabriel, can you save my shell? Close as I get to heaven when I blaze the L. Ghetto Gabriel, can you save my shell? I don't wanna spend another holy day in jail.
I've been the author of terror, composer of death, my bestseller. Got a load on my chest, through the cobwebs in my cellar. The good fella, picked from the hood to be a failure. With black shoes, black suits and black umbrellas, no God to help us. The devil provided his angels and bloodstained shoes from trapping the bodies like wine press. God likeness, white divine dress, but makes himself drunk from the blood of the righteous. I write this like stone being caught by lightning. Clash of the titans, I fight against her and the fight queens. Snake bitten by Great Britain. New age system, Medusa is your ruler. She turns the city into cement jungles. I came from amongst you and your dumb schools, waiting for your city to crumble. I pity the humble, love the aggression, thug recession. Blood on my weapon and I hug it with affection.
Ghetto Gabriel, can you save my shell? Close as I get to heaven when I blaze the L. Ghetto Gabriel, can you save my shell? I don't wanna spend another holy day in jail. Ghetto Gabriel, can you save my shell? Close as I get to heaven when I blaze the L. Ghetto Gabriel, can you save my shell? I don't wanna spend another holy day in jail.
Of course, Killer Priest, Chief Kamachi. Some strange goings on in the studio.
What's going on?
Somebody keeps banging on the wall. But in the other room, the adjacent room, there's nobody in there. Now, I know Halloween's on its way, but they're a little bit early, these ghosts.
Maybe it's the naughty neighbours.
It may be the naughty neighbours. For people that don't know, we do have some very naughty neighbours. who do actually live next door. Very naughty indeed. Maybe it is them. I don't think it is, but it's peculiar. I keep taking the headphones off and looking around. There's nobody there, so I'm not quite sure what's going on. But anyway, listen for voices. That's what normally happens and has happened before on this show. You'll hear voices, laughter, etc., all coming through the show. But anyway, not sweating that or stressing that. Let's keep things moving. Now, next week on the show, as well as Young Jeezy, the massive, massive star, Young Jeezy, as well as that, we're going to be talking to Das FX. They're back with a brand new album. They're going to be with us next Friday, so Das FX are going to be up on the show. We're also going to be talking next week to Kid Capri. Kid Capri's going to be with us. We're going to be talking about Bernie Mac, etc. That's all coming up next week. But for now, then, we're going to be connecting to Outer Space tonight, talking about their new joint. Also connecting with Jake One. He's got a lot to talk about tonight. And more to offer on the show. Let's keep the music bouncing for a few more minutes before we hit our next guests.
No doubt. It's crazy new shit, you know?
Shout going out to Blue Sky Black Death if you're locked on.
Jean Grey. Black is dead.
And also a man black as Stan.
I be the arm, leg, a arm, head, I'm divine. And crush the whole galaxy with only one rhyme. Probably stick four niggas up with one nine. Give me the loop, but you can stay with the shine. Fake niggas non-violent like Martin and Gandhi. Hating niggas thirsty like the Mojave. I hate it when a nigga make light of my hobby. And get stripped naked in the Crookville lobby. You ain't a shooter like Wahlberg. Probably get the party like DiCaprio. Hit with the shrapnel. From live grenades, you marching in gay parades. Stop the charade. This is real shit here. Black and Stan Jean Grey, bout to make shit clear. Check the rap sheet, I've been doing this for years. Get kicked in your ass, get the fuck out of here. Yo, that's my book, now stay the fuck out of there.
I know y'all enjoy getting the curse at first. Listen to change your positions by the start of verse three. Given screw till it hurts, but remove your distaste before I move your waist jerks the other way from face first. Pray till God stops answering, but you may not get off your knees till He Himself puts a hand on them. I'm penning anthems this year. Get up and stand for them. Up your grands and pennies, I got plans for them. Do a handstand on your bandstand, right in your show, man. Kick a speaker left stage in the front row. Run slow, even in gun smoke. My lungs took enough shit to make a fireman think he gon' choke. Done woke yet? I shine like the sun, but don't set. So bright, still not in my prime yet. I'll cut off your privates, get blood on your eyelids. Red splash so high, then it rains on you violent. Try your test to get divided with pliers. I'm restless and got you on a death with checklist like Uma Thurman, I'll bruise and hurt them. Insert your crew here, jerk, red dot, murder them. I can't stop serving them. I am not certain that your real clear gene is the shit this year learning them. Get your balls up like Callie Dunn said. I got mine just over your head.
Of course, taken from the Jean Grey album, Blue Sky Black Death, and longtime show affiliate Black as Stan up on that track. Shout out to Paul. And that's right, Paul, you share a similar name with our brand new executive producer for this show, Paul Fosh. He's in the background, just overseeing things, twiddling his knob.
Big up to Paul. Big up Fosh.
the big Paul Foch. We call him the Foshter. Friday Night Live. Big shout going out to D.
There's no backup, nigga. This is the last plan. Stuck in a tunnel like a CAT scan. Implanted in city barren desert as a flatland. Catch me up on stages, one fist raised. The gas can on my waist, a match poisonous strike. A tongue fork with a poisonous bite. Poison ivy with the core that's micey. The genes are dawn before the atomic lightning. The spawn of everyone who never liked me. Born to fight me in the morning, I'm losing. But when the darkness moves and who's to win, I'm more than likely. Abused highly, I bruise lightly and move swiftly. If choosing sides, it advise you to fucking move with me. You step shitty, you doodle. I step pretty, my two shoes are put with two razors that eject quickly. This isn't brittle rap, it's just a little harder. So put your thinking caps on, nigga, I rip smarter. S. Dot Carter song cover, a rap lover. I'll jack a fucking beat from your mother, I trust none of ya. I'll pull the ground from under the front of your Hummer. Let it roll back to the phones crack, some of your bones black. I hold back nothing, I told that you show's frontin'. There's no bluffing, I'm so bold. I rap gold nuggets with no budget that's tucked in another chain. Shit, 1999 and some change, I give a fuck.
Oh,
a lot of people asking about Doug Stanhope. He's so big, if you go to Google and just put Doug Comedian, he's the top hit.
Brace yourself like a plane crash stands. The words break dance all over your face and hands. And I'll be damned if you motherfuckers think you're advanced. Makes you better than me, better change those plans. This is your introduction to new thinking, a new inning. I'm through sinking, I swim through it, I've been doing it. Since 95, pursuing it. 9 to 5 with a 24-7, nigga. Gene ruined rap dreams like a teen, losing it, screwing in the backseat, quitting school, pregnant from doing it. I'm so calm and collected, but so drama conflicted. This life's trauma made a horror of sickness. So I spit somber and liquid grammar, lick with the humor and mix with the tangent of wicked stamina to consumers. Storyteller with a story, everything I've been through with. You can't ignore me any longer, never confuse it with anything other than rap music. That new shit, clap your hands to it or clap your man to it or get mad. You can't do it, I'm damn foolish to damn. Coolest.
Who put you on the jeans?
Your man knew it.
Oh, love. Why did you send the darkness to me? Oh, love. Why did you send the darkness to me?
An absolute massive list of shout-outs just come in. Let's get to some of these. Big shout going out to Shav at Violator, Jess at Spectre, all the way down Mayor, Do Love, Prince Poe, Sean P, Chester P, Courtney Love, and of course Alanis Morissette. Now there's a little story behind a few of those shout-outs. I don't think people would believe us, would they, Menace, if we revealed the truth about this new show that's about to hit the airwaves on Conspiracy Worldwide. I think we said December. Now, of course, as you know, we've made the hooker with Peter Rosenberg for Three's the Magic Number. We had the kind of trial first show that went out, did very well. So like 12,000 downloads or something, so that did very well. We've got the second one coming this Monday, but we've got a couple of other shows planned, and one of them is simply entitled The Foxhole. The content of this new show will surprise quite a few people. It's not myself and Menace, it's two different hosts. But needless to say, so far in the pre-production for this show, it's been absolutely celebrity-packed. And we genuinely mean that. Some of the people that have been called this week on this show, which is going to be called The Foxhole, it's going to be, we're thinking an hour at the moment. We think we're going to have an hour for the first show. The Foxhole, the lineup is unbelievable. The people that have been featured on the pre-production of the show. Massive names. Should we reveal any of the names? I mean, is there any point to it? What do you think?
We should, yeah. I mean, who's presenting this show? We hooked up with these guys. Where do we meet these guys at? It's a blur to me right now.
Well, if you remember, we were at KFC. And
That's right.
There was a little KFC radio playing through the speakers as we were just tucking in, and we noticed the talent of these two guys, and we happened to go up to the counter and said, "Oh, do you want more chicken?" We said, "No, who are these two guys on the who are on the radio at the moment, KFC FM, broadcasting to KFC and beyond," they kept saying. So they said, "Well, they're around the back, they're just behind the chip fryers and everything, they're just around the back there." No one asked them, nobody employed them. They just came and said, "Can we do a little radio station just to this KFC?" So we went round the corner and they were there. And they both sat there looking splendid in their garments. They revealed themselves and then they told us their names. They said one's called Kenneth Butterworth, the other one is Alex Mott. And we just noticed the talent. We spotted that talent and we said, "We need you on the conspiracy." So they've been hard at work. And Kenneth Butterworth, I think his name was, and Alex Mott, they're about to put their show on this station. It's called The Foxhole.
And who can we expect? Who can the listeners expect on this show, man?
Well, if I tell you this week, and this is no word of a lie, that these two guys have called up on their first show, Courtney Love.
Courtney Love? No way.
No, that's not bullshit. Honestly, I swear to God, Courtney Love is on their first show.
I did hear something about that, actually. Alex was telling me something about that, yeah.
Alanis Morissette is on their first show. Tom Cruise is on their first show. You laugh, but it's true. I've heard it. It's been pre-recorded.
You just wouldn't expect to find these guys of all places, you know, behind the fryer, you know, behind the greasy fryer in KFC.
And now look where they are. They're on conspiracy and they're calling up these people. It's unbelievable, though.
Jeff Bridges
as well. I forgot about Jeff Bridges. Jeff Bridges, Tom Cruise, Alanis Morissette, Courtney Love, all sealed off for their first show. That's a big lineup.
Pharrell.
Let's add Pharrell Williams. They've also called Pharrell Williams. He's on the Foxhole. What's their motto, Kenneth Butterworth? "You're in the foxhole, what are you going to do?" That's his phrase. He doesn't say it like that. He's more like, "You're in the foxhole, what are you going to do?" That's how he says it.
How does he say it?
It's more like, you know, "You're in the foxhole, what are you going to do?" Or something like that. But that's Kenneth Butterworth. And he said that, I've heard one of the pre-recorded interviews, and he said that to Jordan, Katie Price. She didn't react that well to it. So she is on the show, on their first show, but you'll hear the reaction. She kicked off a little bit and almost went and got Peter.
You know, I wonder how she would react if we try to be these guys now on our show and call Jordan. I mean, I wonder if I were to call Alex off air now and ask for Jordan's number, would he give it to me?
I don't know. But I know there are probably hundreds of people out there going, "Shut the hell up. We're Turkish. We can't even understand a word of what's going on now. So please play music or get Outer Space on or Jake One." So I think we better move on with that. We've got Outer Space on the way. We've got Jake One live guest. We've also got all this music to play tonight. But maybe you could work on that. You ring Alex Mott.
Okay.
Motty, as we call him. The Mott. You call the Mott and see if you can get Katie Price's number. And we'll just call her. I know it's a little bit late, but she's a party animal. So that's in the words of Kenneth Butterworth. Maybe later on the show. Maybe when it gets to about 4 a.m., we'll call Katie Price and see what she's up to. I don't know. But anyway, The Foxhole. It's coming sooner than you can ever imagine.
Yeah.
Come All right, on. We're going to go to our next guest after this.
The chapel doors are back open.
Back inside the killer priest, Chief Camachi.
I don't bargain with the devil or the sin he produced. Before I sell my people out, you can string up a noose. I'm a Zulu. I laugh at the lightning of Zeus. The light from my aura, enough to ripen the fruits. I'm miking some truths, enlighten the youth. Rap jihad, my voice makes a lot on the loose. Arabian nights, prayer rugs kept in the booths. To the east, my brother, where I step with the troops. Keep coming back, making sure the rest can get loose. Like old Harriet, Holy Land, sailing a chariot. My body gold from the land where they buried it. Mother Earth, my first, no choice but to marry it. Burdens of the world is cool, how I carry it. I'm not a snitch or a Judas Iscariot. How could I fear bid? Nigga, here it is. You love Ferraris and Barbies, we build pyramids. We from different minds, different continents, different consciousness, different prophets, different times. Camachi and priests, the church of Philly and Brook. Give us donations, don't give us a look, cause we don't live by the word, we live with the book. I see something classic is happening, the people is hook. It's real hip hop, you should be taking a look. It's real hip hop, you should be taking a look. And then I got all hell.
Or when the kings come, voices all yell. Bless us and sing some, y'all better all hell. Or when the kings come, voices all yell. Bless us and sing some, y'all better all hell. Or when the kings come, voices all yell. Bless us and sing some, y'all better all hell. Or when the kings come, voices all yell. Bless us and sing some.
Emerge from crack smoke, rats and roaches. Gas that poke, young cats that wrap up dope. The hopeless, a poor man's dream. Moorish king, the locust. Over the spectrum, preach the Nephilim. Focus your eyes on an ego, cathedral size. I'm holding a pen lethal, a needle inscribed to dopeness. Pharaoh headdress right before my bed rest.